pop out a window for the buttons, that could help.
Yeah.
That'd be
Or
pretty
just
cool.
spread the buttons out. Then they don't have to be so big, right? We don't need big
Oh, that's
buttons.
also true.
You know, why do I have to? Well, because we have 1,000 GIFs and videos and shit. Too many buttons. Too many buttons.
You gotta clean it up. Clean
Jiffy.
it up a bit.
Nah, now we gotta make it
Jiffy
worse.
Pop.
Make it worse because people like it when you can't
Make it
find a button.
worse.
Hey,
Make it worse.
fat boy can't find a button again.
It's the anticipation that's funny.
They laugh.
Scrolls, no one
scrolls,
laughs.
Brian, you've just been a hater, man. Brian, you've just been hating me. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. What's that song? You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
I've known you a long time,
dude. 10 years,
it's
maybe
like
longer.
The longest
wow.
I've ever known somebody.
Yeah, for real.
Wow.
Is this your
wow.
wooden anniversary?
All right. No wood here. We're going. It's the simple things of getting a song.
We just need all of us running to sit on the couch at the end of that.
You know, it's such a nice feeling when you would upload something to YouTube to test it prior and get zero copyrights for sampling The Simpsons back in 2004, making
nice.
A beat out of it. So,
told
shout
you
to the
old
fire. School hard drives. Founding a lot of gems and a lot of memories through that. And shout out to, look at this, the chat squad's deep already, man.
Chat
already,
squad.
Man.
What
shout
up?
To the chap squad.
I got some chap lips.
Chat.
Oh, that's
fun. Ooh, me too, man.
Yeah, I called a guy.
Speaking of chat squad,
once.
JD, why don't you show me your writing utensil? What do you got there?
He wants to make sure you got a clipboard, bro.
All right, good. Good. Just making sure.
It's a digital pencil.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Taking it to the next level.
Nice.
Very, very, very cyber. Cyberpunk.
Cyber.
All right. Well, hey, guys. Welcome to the show. My name is Dust Mites. This is Enter the Realm of Collectors video podcast. The best part of your Monday. That's what the people are saying around the way. Are they saying that around your way? They better be.
All around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They scream it when I walk by. Yo, best part of my body.
Yo. Don't flex. Flex. There he goes. I can see that, you know. You walking home. And, oh, hey, oh. Yeah. Maybe in some sort of alternate multiverse out there. But hey, guys, thank you guys for joining us tonight. If you notice right now, Chan is running a little late, but Mr. JD stepped in. To hang out with us, so
hello everyone.
You guys just stop whispering in the chat, like, why is JD there? Private message each other.
Got us the wizard.
They fired Chan. My God.
But yeah, we're gonna get right to it and
no
get
more
to
wokeness
business
for us. It's all the dudes.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Totally
like,
masculine, man. Like we're gonna
man
talk
show,
about
man.
Sausage party in here.
Sausages.
We're gonna bring up some videos of girls on trampolines. Shout out to the man show. The last effort of keeping things real. But about keeping it real and keeping it straight, I'm staying focused tonight. Brian's in business mode, so I'm going to go right to Brian. Mr. Brink. The Brink of Lies has got the curtain somewhat closed, which means he had to talk to some people today.
Yeah, I had to talk to people. It's fine. Some of an easy day. It's still a stressful day. I don't know. It's over now. It's going to be a long week. That's all. But my manager's back. She was on vacation last week, so now I don't have to do double duty this week. So that's good.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's
good.
That's a W, right? That was good.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Is that a double? Yeah,
W. There's still the snow on the ground, so it's still very pretty and Christmassy. I think we're going to get a whole bunch of rain here starting in a couple days, and it'll all be gone. But, yeah, I am a little tired of it being chilly. I guess I used to not mind it, but
this cold, bro.
I don't like being, it's old now.
I went out to lunch today. It was 32 degrees. And after being in double digits and in single digits, it felt nice. I never thought 32 would feel that good.
Yeah.
Really? I'm walking to the car. You know, I haven't been eating in the car or sitting in the car at lunch because it's been so goddamn cold. So, you know, I had to interact like a normie and sit in the break room.
See, Frost Queen has actually got us.
People.
So, yeah, it's pretty.
Was that some kind of Cabbage Patch Grogu? What was that?
Bring it back up. What is that?
Cabbage Patch Grogu.
That's all the rage.
Grogu.
Wow, was that Grogu? So it is. What a wig? Hold on. I could. Let me change it up. We can make it.
There are more.
Interesting.
I like it. It's like it kind of looks like Netflix when they redid Dark Crystal. The what they called those things? What were they called? Gelflings. Looks like a Gelfling.
Bring it up again. I'm gonna put it on the classic so you can see the big picture. There you go.
There it is.
That's pretty frightening.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty frightening.
It's definitely a choice.
Grogu's first day of school, man.
Great.
Well, yeah, I'm getting a little tired of the cold too. I know everybody's got a big cold snap everywhere, but you know, when I hear 55 on Friday, I'm thinking, you know,
oh yeah, that's gonna be great.
You know, barbecue boogaloo, you know.
Morgan's from the Lounge Down Under, and he said it's hot down there.
Of course it is.
Yeah, and it's tomorrow already. It's Tuesday.
From the future,
Marty, Morgan's from the future. He's from the future, Marty. Mm-hmm.
It's Morgan. But, Morgan with an M.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to get a little bit warmer. Get rid of this snow. I'm tired of people running around crazy.
Gotta get the bread and milk.
So I went to the grocery store Thursday dusk before the snowstorm, forgetting that it was a snowstorm. It was just I needed groceries.
Yeah.
And like, man. The pickings for broccoli were so goddamn thin, man. I was like, this isn't bread or milk. Why is there no broccoli?
Dude, they're just
and also the
everything.
Potatoes. There was like everything. I couldn't find any good decent potatoes. I was like, what the hell?
You know what? It's like, when was the last time we were really traveling? What do we have? Covered wagons. This is the 1976 blizzard that, you know, got us up here in the East. Upper East, come on, man. The same idiots that are buying everything are going to be there the next day, 2 hours after the storm's done, buying more shit. And it's the truth, man. It really is.
Don't worry, Dust. In another 2 to 5 years, people aren't going to be worrying about going out and getting bread and milk because everybody's going to be like getting Instacart. And you're going to have all these poor souls that run these food errands for people driving in the snow to deliver. Yeah.
Well, no, they only go to it. We do have a few stores that do deliver in the owner's chain, but they, after a certain amount of snow, they stop and they.
Well,
only
you don't even need
amount.
The store to deliver. You just do the Instacart. It's all. It's like Uber.
Yeah, it's like other people doing it. When people in Instacart ask me a question and I say, "You Instacart?" They say, "Yeah." I say, "You gonna split your tip with me?" I ain't telling you where shit is, bro. Find it yourself. No, but being
seems
in this
like
industry,
a reasonable
it's
response.
Tough. It's tough out there. It's tough out
you,
there, but
you can do a lot with broccoli.
they run in, they buy everything, and they're like, well, it's good for business. No, because the next 2 days we're slow, and it takes us a week and a half to fucking recoup. Because you just bought everything. You know what I mean? And then we don't have the staff like we used to. We're behind, and it's just a process. So it's like, I felt like my head's been spinning since November, you know? So, because the holidays were over, and I'm like, finally we've relaxed, and boom. 2 weeks of storms and the cold, and it's just...
My store was fully stocked on birthday cakes, so they had birthday cakes for days.
So you should have got birthday cake. Just for the hell of it.
I mean, that's something.
It's crazy to watch people like this, and the way you would think what we went through. Like, I thought it was the craziest during the pandemic, how people were fucking... We all saw it in the news, but, you know, I was there. You know what I mean? I was in... on the other side of the line, you know, and it was nuts. And it's to still see the people still being that way now. It's just,
yeah,
it's just,
I've seen
bizarre.
Seen a lot more masking lately. I know COVID's mm-hmm. kind of in the news, but yeah. Also people are just getting sick with the weirdest shit now. Like, I was talking to my boss today, and she's RSV. Like, yeah, and all my kids have ear infections like you did 2 weeks ago. It's like mm-hmm. there's a epidemic of weird RSV. Fucking illnesses.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely some. There's an upper respiratory thing going around. So yeah. It's like, you know, and it's fine, man. It has nothing to do with that. It's just like the point is, just leave some peas on the shelf. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Just
leave some peas. Look at this dust.
Wow. Holy
What's
cow.
Up, dude?
Dude, there are some people coming out tonight.
Dude, what is going on?
I know what it is. You put poo in the title. It's hitting all the algorithms. What's happening?
The poo brings everybody to the yard. Huh? Is that
What's
it?
Up, dude?
Is that it?
Plus, we got a wizard.
Yes. So we're gonna just keep it real. Brian, is that it, bro?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Well, I pretty much told you what was going on with me. So, you know, I'm just happy to hopefully have things slow down. And the times that I do have, I've been going to bed at like, I'm falling asleep on the couch at like 7. I'll wake up at 8, watch some TV till about 9, and then I'm going to bed. And like, it's still not enough. I don't know what's going on. So the old man's getting older. But I just want to
quit it.
I want to have more than one day off a week again, people. So stop coming in. All right?
I'm trying to get
Thank
3 days
you.
Off a week.
Yeah, so. That sounds nice.
What, that, 3 days off?
Yeah.
Trying.
How are you going to get 3 days off a week?
Work 10 hours a day.
Dude, I would do that in a fucking instant.
Yeah.
An instant. Yeah.
Those jobs are out there. I've had a lot of friends change careers.
It's kind of like the thing, I think, since like kind of like COVID and like we discovered that a lot of things could be done remotely and, you know, mm-hmm. and efficiently and still be done efficiently. And dude, it's like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, I could even like 12 hours a day. The thing is, it's like the split if they have enough staff to kind of cover like when the right. other person's off or whatever. But it's certainly viable. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why not?
And, well, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed, the one, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Hurricane B. Flex there.
My shoulder.
What now, tough guy? Ouch. Too many push-ups.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? What's the deal? Happy to be here. Best part of my Monday. Asia, say hi. She's being a little.
I saw her walk by there behind you.
Better watch out. She's going to catch you in the nose like Loki.
She always be trying to creep into the kitchen. I had to mute and be like, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, get over. Well, isn't her kibble in there? Does she eat in the kitchen?
No, she doesn't like the kibble. She only kind of likes the wet food. And
that's fancy.
Yeah, she's fancy. And it's science diet, bro. The fucking expensive stuff. It's expensive.
My guys, so. they get wet twice a day, and they leave the kibble out all day long.
Yeah. Jessie's like, she doesn't like the kibble, but I've gotten her kibble before, and she's like eating it. I gave her the term. She's eating it.
Yeah,
it's
you
almost
stop,
like a
you
treat.
Stop, you stop throwing that wet food out. They'll eat whatever is there.
You know, exactly. I was like, yo, if she's hungry enough, she'll eat. Trust me. You know, so, but I'm good. Good to see you guys. You know, best part of my Monday. I had a decent Monday at work. It was a little busy, but, you know, I don't want to say I was being driven crazy or anything like that. Mm. You know, normal kind of busy day. And I'm chilling. I just had a great weekend. I was spending time in VA with my family and stuff. Got some things going on down there where I need to be a little bit more present. So, but it was a great time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Being down there with everybody. And
wait, you went to Virginia over the weekend?
I was there since Wednesday night.
So you came back from Arizona.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was back like about a week or so.
And I didn't even know you went down there, bro.
Yeah, wow.
I didn't even see, not even on your social media. Did you post anything on there?
I posted a couple of things, like, you know, with my sisters and stuff like that. So, you know, but that's the thing, right? And I was still working. I worked Thursday, worked Friday, from down there, you know? No interruption in service, you know what I'm saying? So it's a great thing. And then thankfully, because of that, I was able to take that trip because it needed to be done, you know what I'm saying? So... good times, man, all around. It was great to reconnect. I always call family time replenishment of my heart and soul. You know what I'm saying? So cheers to the family time.
Definitely, and, man. I'm glad you guys
are here with my realm family and the rest of you guys. All right. Cheers up, Chat Squad.
Lift it up. And if you haven't noticed, Chan is on her way. She's running.
She's running.
She's running. She's
really so fast. Running. The bionic woman.
That's all I got for running right there. Hey, there we go. She's running. That's all I got.
Deep juice.
But JD's hanging out with us tonight. JD, what's up, man? Good to see you, bro.
What's up, everybody? Good to see you guys.
Beard, man. Look at the beard.
Can't
hit
even
that
fit
like
on
button
the
just
screen.
For the beard alone.
Can't even fit it on the screen.
Look at that. Maybe if we could go in portrait mode. You could see it then.
Oh boy.
Mm. Mm.
Or if I adjust my posture to something proper, it gets close.
You ain't nothing if you ain't proper.
Right. Don't hurt yourself, buddy.
You were like, when did Gandalf join the show? You know?
No, beginning of the quest, he was here the whole time. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's right.
How you been, bro?
Good. Busy with work and
seems like
everything else.
Thing.
Yeah. And today was kind of weird. Chan went with the shop ladies and they took a little trip down to Maryland to Elis Town. I forget what the hell it's called.
Wait, they took a day trip to Maryland?
Yeah. Yep. It's only like an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
That's right. I forget where you are. You're right there on kind of like on the
morning at like, I don't know, it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock they left. Hit a bunch of stores or whatever's there. It's like it's the place they went to is kind of like Jim Thorpe.
Gotcha.
Where it's just like all these crazy looking houses, but they're shops and
yeah. The outlets.
Yeah. Well, so not
like
really
an outlet
outlets,
type
but it's
no, nah, it's more like small town, like probably like New Hope looking place.
Like a village, like a
yeah.
There's
somebody like
in Lafayette here called Lafayette Village. It's like that.
A lot of handcrafted this and that and vintage, you know, stores.
Yeah, she a lot said of, she got a whittled wood things. Made
sure,
whittled.
Sure.
Probably some what kettle corn.
Whittled? Yeah. Is it whittled? Whittling wood? Is that they call that with the knife?
Whittled.
If you look hard
Derek
enough, I
B
bet there were some sausages.
I know. Everybody in his neighborhood and... he's left there with his sweater.
It wasn't a, it wasn't a leisure trip.
Soon enough, Eric. We will be there.
Relax.
I'll be hitting you up, D.
I was going to go, but, you know, I had a bunch of shit to do around here. So.
Also not a chick.
So would you have a nice little day chilling out the house?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, transformed some Transformers and played some Lego and cleaned up the kitchen a little bit, made some food. Ran a grocery store and and now I'm here.
Did Sounds you say like hello to business. Your grocery people? Were you nice to your grocery
people? Yeah, yeah. I had to visit the pharmacy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even better.
I have to do something to tame my powers.
Yes.
So I had
Keep
to hit
them. In check.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like
Ish
it was like
man.
So
good to
business
see you, bro.
Pleasure.
See you, Ish.
Later, Ish. Playing
good
with
to see
toys,
you,
then running some errands. So that's good. I guess
yeah,
it's good.
It was a good day.
Balance.
Nice to chill.
It's balance right there.
Hanging with the dogs too. You know,
dogs.
The dags.
Dags. You like dags?
You like dags?
Yeah, I like dags.
Oh, dogs.
Dogs.
Yeah, oh, like dogs.
I like dogs. Speaking of dogs, the Oof. Dirtiest one ever, Jeremy Oof. Bay's in the house. Oof. Woof. Arf. Give us some DMX. Woof. Woof. Woof.
I am Jeremy.
Yes.
Yes. I am Jeremy.
There you go.
That shit feels so good. Oh, God. What's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
Hey.
What is up? I'll tell you what. Dude, Cleveland is the flattest of places, right? Especially up by the lake. It's like super, super flat. We have one hill in town that's referred to as the hill. So... Winter,
what else would you call it?
It's the hill. Maybe, like the Ohio State University or the asshole that always pronounces the wrong way.
The Drew Carey.
So the hill was the destination because winter has skipped over us the last year or so. Like this is the first time we got to play in snow. 2 years anyway. And we went to seek out the hill, but then we were like, how can we up this game a little bit? There's got to be a better hill, right? And just the next town over, in one of the metro parks, there was Devil's Hill. And my girls talked all this shit about, yeah, let's go there. It'll be like a roller coaster. It's 200 feet high. I can't wait. We pulled up to that shit, and everybody got quiet. Everybody got quiet. They're like, oh, well, there's no parking. I guess we should just go back to the hill. And that's what we did. And we had a great time. And then,
Wait, stop.
Stop. Hammer time or collaborate? Where are we going with this, Brian?
Nope.
What?
Back it up!
Why did everybody go quiet? And then,
because it was a big fucking hill.
Oh, they were intimidated by the size of the hill.
Devil's Hill was too much for this trip, so I think I have them talked into next time. But
well,
yeah,
going down's the fun part. It's getting all the way back up to the damn top.
Steps right there.
Oh, there were steps?
There were steps right there. It was.
Need a ski lift for that hill.
To be fair, it was pretty crowded, and there were a couple kids like kind of hanging on to the guardrail. I wouldn't say for dear life, but definitely holding on. You know what I mean? But then we did, built snow forts yesterday and played in the snow. And oh, I got my first platinum of the year. I got the Jedi Survivor platinum.
I thought you were talking
about now. I guess buttons. we got to find a platinum sound or platinum, do a platinum promo.
No, slow down. But yeah, it's just like I got to let them chill out this weekend and hang out a little bit, have some fun. So today wasn't great, but it got increasingly better as it went along. And this is the best part of my Monday.
Yes. Word up.
Definitely. This is where it culminates.
Yeah. And, fuck everything else.
And it's driven by segments.
Segments?
What's a segment?
Segments.
Yes.
Well, like Brian, a bug?
Is there breaking
Maybe.
News? Maybe. We got breaking news for you. You guys can't wait for the breaking news. I'm bringing it to you right now live. Hold on. From the Realm of Collectors newsroom, we bring you breaking news. Take it away, Brian.
All right. Well, if you're here in the East Coast in Pennsylvania, Warminster, Pennsylvania, that's in Bucks County, it's ZoloCon coming up here at the end of February.
Nice.
February 24th through the 25th. I think is the 24th a Friday? No, it's probably a Saturday.
Yes,
but they're also doing things on like the 23rd now, like the Friday before. I don't know. But anyway, I know some Realmers that'll be going. It'll be a good time.
I sandwiched my vacation between ZoloCon and then the following is NJCC. So it's President's Day. That's a paid holiday, so I get 2 days off that week. I'm taking my taking the Tuesday, and I'm going to take a PH on that Saturday, and then I'm on vacation. So
Is that how the kids say poo now?
Yes, that's poo.
And don't forget, at this SoloCon, for the first time, they are having a Mythic Legion exclusive.
Oh, they're going to be lined up.
Exclusive. Yep, so it's called the Skullman figure. I believe that you got to buy a ticket, and then basically you can add it in as part of the ticket. I wouldn't be surprised if when you get there, you could buy extras too. But yeah. So, wham, bam. Look at that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good looking.
Looks good. Figure.
And speaking of NJCC, the week after ZoloCon, the first weekend of March, 2nd and 3rd, at Saturday and Sunday, at Cherry Hill, New Jersey. At the
Lovely
Holiday Inn.
Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
We have Lovely. NJCC. I believe some Realmers will be there selling some wares.
The
infamous a lot of work.
Rock Block?
The Rock Island is going to be there. And I think there's still some spots open. So if you're in this area, I think you should hit up Mr. Pinkerton. Or you can hit any of us up and we'll put you in touch with the people. And just keep in mind, it's a 2-day show. So, I think there's an expectation for vending for 2 days.
I'm going to do my own thing.
See?
Stretch it out, people, on Sunday.
Yeah.
But Sunday's going to be the G.I. Joe event, right?
I would kind of like to stay overnight, look at though. That. We do Thunder that. Theme. Like, just never did the 2 days.
You said do too.
Do. You know, if the Holiday Inn didn't jack the prices up for their room so high, I would stay the 2 fucking days. But
sure, that's what we bunk.
You know, the first day is, you know, enough. You know?
Yeah, so, the second day is G.I. Joe themed. You know, themes for the door prizes and guests and cosplay. They say G.I. Joe heavy dealer room. You know, I'm coming. I'm not G.I. Joe heavy.
Put that his tank up there for $5.50.
No, I
could bring with that Lady J that Chris sent me as sort of like a
I do have that still, yeah. And you're not getting any of my spare Scarlets.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just
slightly used.
A lot of G.I. Joe. I think you can sell regular merch there.
No,
but
you can.
The theme is going to be, you know. And that's basically how NJCC started. That was like a G.I. Joe-based show.
They might bring in some of their older, more of their legacy. Nah, that's not it. I guess some of their original vendors from back in the day.
G.I. Joe
to come, you remember vintage. Tubs of his tanks, stuff like that? Remember back in the day?
His ass crack hanging out. The bins on the floor. Come on, bro.
And then also the Misa Mega Show in Arizona.
Misa Mega Show!
January 27th. Wow, that's next
weekend,
week.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up. Who's going to that one?
Shit. Nice.
Yeah, man.
That's coming up.
Go meet your friends out on the West Coast where there's no snow. And go visit the Mega Show in January. And then
February 27th.
They got the Epic Toy Show at the El Zaribra Shrine in Pahonix, Arizona. So, check that out.
The entry price. Excellent.
And also Tucson.
Boy, Arizona's blowing it up with toy shows. Look at that.
They won Hurricane.
That's right.
They're trying to win his favor.
That's crazy. Arizona's a huge fucking state, man. It's not like
they all want him.
Whoop. I believe that is it.
Hey guys, if you have something going on, a toy show in your area, you're part of the realm, you want to get your friends involved, you want to maybe get a little meetup going, just send us the information and we'll put it in the breaking news.
Right? Hook up with your local peeps. That's what we want, you know.
Remember, like, yeah, the breaking news we have, the less toy picks we get to put in. So that's the thing.
We can do quick. We go right over there. And keeping it moving right along, time for another segment. It's a fun segment for some of us. Some of us, it's not too fun. Some, it's a little shameful. Christmas segment here on Enter the Realm. That the one Christopher Pinkerton liked to call, coin a phrase.
What'd you get?
All right, Brian.
I love that shit.
Dude, I made that so long ago. I love it. Brian, what'd you get?
Well, I got some of the sticky in this weekend.
Ooh, the sticky icky?
Yeah.
Or the sticky icky licky?
So, first off is... Oh, I broke this one. Oh, I didn't. It's not broken. All right. Sticky sludge from New Age.
Ooh. Rawr.
Look at that.
Wow.
Oh.
I see lemon and pineapple and cherry.
I saw you playing with some sticky figures.
I think that's cinnamon.
You posted a video. I thought that was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, you like that?
I was like, they were all sticky. That's cool. He's got a theme going on there.
And then there's the Omega Supreme that I got.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
That eats batteries faster than an old StarTech friggin' flip phone from 1999.
What happened with that?
Dude, so this, I had to order these batteries special. JD, you remember we talked about on Shelf Gravy?
Yeah, they're the overseas AAAs.
Yeah, it's I call them. 27A.
Yeah,
and I remember when I was talking about it, I was on Amazon. I was like, I don't need 20 of these things. I just ordered 5, and I've got one left because this thing eats battery. Dude, it goes around the track maybe 6 to 8 times, and then the battery's dead. That's it.
Wow. I had to buy those batteries when I had the Quintesson from Keith, and I bought the only one I could find on Amazon. Ones that came with a battery charge, and I'm like, why is this come on a rechargeable? But now, I guess I know why, because they go so fast.
Know why.
They go so fast. I never got to. I tried it out, but you know. You gotta get that rechargeable battery.
These don't have like a, you know, how they had the year on them and stuff. Maybe I got a bad batch. Who knows? Probably no one fucking buys these things.
Ricky, there is a video out there. It's out there.
Yeah, why don't you pay attention? Maybe if they had me blocked on Facebook, you'd see my videos.
He blocked you, or you blocked him?
You should really unblock him.
No, he doesn't block me.
Wow. I was like, ooh, got some.
I'm sorry I don't fit into your algorithm, Ricky. But I will tell you this, that there's not much to see because the motor is that little thing right there.
And I have it running. I have it running.
Can you hear it? So, So now that's 2 more revolutions around the track gone because I turned it on. I have to admit, though, I posted the video of it going around and, you know, I tried to be funny. I had Sludge lifting his leg on Bumblebee. No one laughed.
You're not funny.
I had Grimlock hugging the rocket. No one laughed at that.
Now you know how it is for
sad.
Me.
Sad. You told me I got funny. A bunch of likes, so I really appreciate it.
Superpowers nice. Didn't activate.
I just liked that they were all sticky. Like I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And just seeing the Omega, like actually that it worked like that. I had no clue that it actually did.
Dude,
that.
That's a New Age one, right?
Yeah, the New Age.
Honestly,
How big is he? Did you put them together?
Yeah, he came in robot mode. Uh-huh. I want to say
it was pretty wild looking, right? It's a pretty big
11.
Yeah, it's like, I just wanted to get one just to fuck around because I wanted to get the Pango one.
It is a great figure, man. Great figure. Cool transformation. All the joints, all that shit. Solid. Well made. And I have to say, like, this was my first time ever playing with an Omega in alt mode. Ever.
Oh, really?
Ever? Like, I had the fans toys, but I never transformed it. So, like, this is my first time. Like, dude, I was giddy, like a little kid. I was like, look at the guy. They go
I don't want to
sideboard,
but the first time the Fans Toys, Tyler came over to my house. I think it was me. Steel was here. Someone else was here with us. And he was the first one to get it. And this is when he was living in Jersey in Sparta, which was only like 30 minutes away.
This
he came over and he set it up on the coffee table, bro. Just like, nice. Holy shit, this shit is badass. And I've never seen it in that mode ever. Never again.
And to help subsidize the shipping on the sludge, because I had to get that from the free shipping place, we talked about this in the Robot News before, and I thought this was cool because I'm all about that Loki life now, but I did pick up the Pangu Toys Loki, which is a I mean, he's not exactly Legends, but he's not exactly...
He looks pretty dope. That's different, man.
Yeah, that thing looks cool.
He's basically... I think he's an oversized Iron Factory Cyclonus, I think, is what it is.
I got another Loki for you. It's free shipping if you want him.
Pretty cool.
Like I could see that.
Pain in the fucking ass.
Yeah, he's kind of neat. Comes with like the Tesseract and all that stuff. I gotta find the... He's a bit fiddly. But what can you expect from like a fourth party type of thing going on there? And then my gifts from the Jackal Squad showed up. So I have one here, which I have not opened, but it is the TFC. You know that Rolling Thunder Optimus Prime that they did? Well, they did a whole bunch of other versions, and then this is like a Nemesis version. So you can see.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Look at that, with the wings and everything.
Oh, wow, it's got wings.
I've always wanted that, like, thing.
All those accessories.
Haven't jumped on
look
it.
Look at that, alt mode.
So just like, looks fun. Like fun.
Yeah. Yo, that shit looks bananas.
Yeah. So it's not... Yeah.
Hank.
Yeah.
Damnation Alley.
That looks
dope. What I like about it is it's not just a repaint of the Rolling Thunder, like, aesthetic. They changed it up a bit.
Juiced it up.
Some bits. You got the wings.
The Rolling Thunder is the one with the big cylinder missile
that hides in the thingy. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I mainly got this because of eventual Diachrone stuff if I ever open that. And then the best thing I got.
Oh,
was also
look at that
from you guys.
The best.
You're the best around.
This. Magic Square,
ooh,
masterpiece toy version.
Wow,
look at those
good.
Yellow
look
eyes.
Look at that.
That does look dope, yo.
The paint looks good on that.
And it's all the toy stuff is tampoed on. No stickers. See that, Keith? No stickers.
That looks
sticker.
Good.
Dude, I don't even know her.
Is fucking great.
Wow.
It's a great
water
toy. Like, if you don't own one of these Magic Square Optimus Primes, whatever the free versions they put out, get one.
Yeah,
$100-something Dude, it's no brainer. Get this.
Great.
And I really,
that
the isn't the Pangu Toys oversized is a Magic Square, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, here's my new age toy, one. Oh boy, they're little. Mini me over here. But like it's got the brownish windows. You can't really tell here, but like the Takara one that's coming out, they put blue windows on it. I think it's missing some of the paint apps. Like it's just, dude,
that really looks good. That paint looks awesome,
it
man.
Pops.
But definitely. The thing is, like now, like as soon as I pulled it out of the box and posted, I was like, you know, my masterpiece shelf is mature toy type aesthetic, and I was like, this could. Like it could
replace,
it could, but it's I think it's a little too out of, like masterpiece. The aesthetic I go for is the mature toon look type of thing. So it doesn't quite fit, but man, is this thing gorgeous? Fully painted, everything.
Yeah, it looks
good.
The painted really does look
good.
Yeah,
I got the original one, and it's like it just looks like cheap, kind of. But that looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, because it was that. Remember when Magister first came out? It's that plastic that kind of looked kind of weird, and it's funny.
Here's the regular version I got on my desk as well. Like I just fucking
that looks good too, man.
V1
really
or V2? Is that the fully painted?
This is the fully painted version 2. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, look at that. Articulation, he can hold his gun with two hands.
Yeah, the articulation is nuts.
Yeah, they really
did
a great job with that figure.
It's awesome.
What I like about with me is like I collect season 1, season 2, and animated movies. So I have 3 primes. So I have one for every, shelf area. So
nice.
So it all works out. So yeah, come on.
Come on in.
Don't mess up the hair.
2, 3.
Oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not even
well,
that was just look at the grays, man. Jesus Christmas. Whitey Ford swings the blues.
That's what he got.
Silver Age. Don't you do it. I got something, all right. I bought new socks, baby.
Yo.
They're upside down.
That time of year.
It's the sock purge,
Huh?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. 2? No way.
Chat squad, what do you think? $9?
A complete failure.
Fuck. Back in the day, I was buying new socks for $3.99 with a dollar off coupon. I'm spending $9 on my socks per. It's hard out here for a pimp. Nothing. I'm sorry, guys. Let me try to
look at that. Rock down. Jesus has spoken. He says socks don't count.
Shut up. Man buns don't count. Rock Jesus is going to be the new Deadpool. I'm telling you. There he goes. Get in there.
Well, sorry, uh-oh, guys. I can't extend this segment too long because I said it. I'm going to be a
complete failure.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I didn't cut you off.
That's what it is. might be the same next week too. We'll see. You know what I'm saying?
So, it's all right. It happens. You went down south. You saw your family. It's all good.
You don't got toys in Virginia?
I saw Ross and I was like, man, I should check that out. I just didn't get the chance. I could have might have got something, but I'll put a JD. Let me grab that beard. Grab that beard.
Grab the beard. Grab him. Grab
beard
him
from me.
There it is. Yeah. JD, do we got to do it?
Oh yeah.
Are we scrolling?
We always do it. I don't know what
she's bringing home, though, either.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, moms and grots around the world, it's that time once again. Time to unroll the scroll.
Get your beard out of my face, you perv.
Don't screw up my clipboard.
Get out of here, you piece crazy. Wow. Hey. Oh. I'll be home soon.
We didn't get much. Like I said.
What? Wait a minute.
Hey.
Boo! Don't boo this.
Taking
man.
It easy. And again, like I said, I don't know what she's bringing home.
We
so.
Scrolled him.
They
if we
went,
scroll him and he's got
went
two things.
To this place, and then they stopped at IKEA on the way home. So I don't know what's going to be rolling through that door.
Ricky said, "Brick hit him with the double finger guns." Yeah, he did. He did.
Nope. So over the weekend, Wes actually came over and we hung out for a while. Sweet. I forgot to mention that earlier. But anyway, I got a Python Patrol Copperhead.
Ooh.
Copperhead.
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 And she got some Lego cops, roses. Man. And today, after I hit the pharmacy, I went to Ollie's and grabbed a couple more of those fork knife gliders.
Oh, the gliders. Yeah. Nice.
These things.
Yeah. That's the one.
Paint them up a little bit.
Hit up Tyler for the adapter.
Adapter.
I bought my nephew a 13,500 V-Bucks.
I got this one, too, because this looks like it has the same...
I can get every skin in the game now.
Is that one of the bad girls from Gem?
I don't know.
A misfit? Is that
That's
a misfit?
Outrageous.
It's the misfits. The misfits.
Tiantina.
Tiantina. Wow. Tiantina. And you said my jokes are bad.
Wait, did she get a chance?
Thanks, Fork Knife.
Yeah. JD, let me know how that looks like
Tiantina.
Say what?
Let me know how that looks with a scarlet head on it.
That type of thing?
It would probably fit. She has a smaller head, so.
Okay.
It'd probably fit.
It accentuates the chest area.
All right, Roxy's, I'll be down again this week. We're about to hit that Lego store.
Yeah, man.
So I'm talking about Realm.
Realm.
Hook up with your friends, the local members, your family. Hang out.
Right. Family.
Just show up on the doorstep. Hi. I brought some dirty laundry.
I was at work and he shoots me a text. He's like, "Hey, do you mind if I come over tonight?" I'm like, "No, let me check with Chan though." And she was like, "No, tell him to come over." So,
can I use your washing machine?
Always welcome. The door is always open.
It's always open.
Love
you. Yeah, we love
literally company. It's always open. They don't lock
love
it.
Love you guys.
Just, yeah. That's it. Okay.
Don't mind if I do.
He's a wizard. Him. You don't even have to grab him.
You don't. Yeah, you should do. Just wave your hand in the air.
Yeah, I could just.
All right, Brian, you ready?
I've got it.
You ready?
They're well, my friends, a lot of them, but they're also fucking jackals.
In a strange twist of events.
Uh-oh.
I am not an egg today, sir. A deuce nor a dunce. For I have received items.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-oh.
And actually some really, really cool shit. So,
all right. Look at this.
I also received my jackal birthday present in the form of a Mondo Skeletor.
Hey, can we talk about this real quick, Jeremy, before you go into
everything
that?
We buy is on the
late
bus.
Why is Bogart in my post? Well, you can't make your own damn post thanking your friends for your birthday present? You
know, whoa,
I don't want notifications related to you and your birthday. These are my posts. I got to deal with my own notifications, and I got to deal with your notifications.
We're going to let you guys hash this out, right?
No, I'm done.
No.
I don't have anything else to say.
Brian, that's a very rational and reasonable request to make.
Look, I am not socially media skilled. It took me a long time to put all those damn names on that picture, and you're like, well, let me just double down and say that. Thank you for all that stuff, too.
Absolutely did that because
do
I'm
the effort. Make the tags. Make the post.
But efficiencies. But, you know, you're right. You that was very, I wasn't.
And your birthday was last month. It's not like it was like the day before mine.
You know, you're giving me a good tongue lashing that I do deserve. I really do. And I should have been more thoughtful. I should have been more considerate of your effort and your birthday. And I really didn't want to step on that. I just didn't want to write all those names. Sorry.
Well, just remember next year. Don't do it again.
I'll never do it again. I've learned my lesson. Thank you for showing me the way.
You don't. Look, man. We already had a Thunder Thief, and he's gone. We don't need that seat filled.
Shit hurt. I mean, it really. Like, I that isn't what I want to be.
Jeremy over here, Millie Vanillion.
You know, it's even the chat squad and the shit they're saying in there. Like, we had a Thunder Thief. We have version 2.0. We don't need another one.
This is great. Blowing out your
candles. Yeah, blow. I saw that's what got me, man. Hashtag blowing out your candles. Holy shit, that was fucking funny. Oh, man.
Lesson
hey,
learned.
Potsy,
apologies,
sit
Brian.
On it.
That's great.
But this thing, look at this thing.
But he's absolutely right, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's absolutely right. Yeah, I know.
There we go. That looks amazing. Look at that. Yes.
That's great.
This thing is heavy as shit. It's comes with a couple extra hands, the toy face. The blue, like the colors pop like that. I just love it. It's good shit. It is
out of the fucking blue.
I know. I knew it was coming, but and Jose gave me a reminder. But other than that, completely out of the fucking blue.
The blue was for the blue. Us being real happy we were able to get you like that because you had gotten the He-Man from, you know, your other crew and stuff like that. So it was like it was nice. It was just be like a nice way to just compliment.
They do look nice. They do. I still got one of Dormammu's little guys, He-Man, but he's serious. What else? So, talking about out of the blue, right? My friend Ricky did a really, really nice thing for me that I really
Ricky
wish he wouldn't
friend.
Have.
Who?
Who? He does. He does. He's a good dude. I don't know where this is
the
going,
algorithm dodger.
But it feels like it could get mean, and I'm not going to go there. But
love
so I don't know. It dude sent me a gift, and he didn't need to. And he like I thought he sent me something dumb or funny or like I was like thinking that it would not be something great. And he sent me something great. And I just want to shout out to that dude. But Ricky sent me a Street Fighter II Balrog, who is a fancy little fighter. Look at this dude talking about blue.
Ricky's Balrogs.
Wow.
Balrog. So thank you, dude. That's totally unnecessary, but very much appreciated.
Did you mention that you wanted it or you dug it?
We were talking about something on here, and he sent me a text.
The chat squad's always listening, man. They're always listening, man.
He was like, you identified a problem, and I fixed it. And I had to think about what he was even talking about. But it totally took me off guard, totally surprised, and please don't send me good shit anymore. Gotta go back to the arm of a Barbie that your sister left in your car back in the day or something. I'm not good at accepting compliments or gifts, and
nah, man. This community is special, man, and it's part of why you gotta love it. You gotta embrace
it.
Pass it on, man.
It's great.
Yeah, so thank you, dude. Thank you so much.
Right, Scott, right there. What Scott just said. We have a wonderful community of generous people.
Yep, true that.
Do, man.
It's incredible.
I love you guys.
Realm. Sweet.
So is that it?
That's it.
That was it.
All right. We got
to guess I'll have to take the lead in front of all you slackers.
Hey, man, it's the beginning of the year, man, and things can happen. You know, if I buy two or three things, I might just put it on the fucking back burner just for a fucking, you know.
Rainy day.
Look who's justifying their deuce now.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, and if we did this by item, of course, Chan would fucking just blow us away every fucking week, you know, but, you know, it's like, why blow my load with three things when I could just, you know, there's that whole story. There's the bull and the baby bull. And the son bull says, "Hey, Dad, let's go down there and that cow." He goes, "Let's run down there and that cow." And the father bull says, "No, let's walk down and all those cows." So patience saves pockets, as they say.
That's right.
Fuck that fucking joke up. All right. Keep it moving.
What are you netting the cows for?
What? I'm worried about fucking it because I said fucking cows. Just play the fucking Simpsons on the intro.
You say cow nowadays. Jonathan Walker. It's funny.
In the chat. We haven't seen him in a bit either.
Who's that? Yeah. Oh, nice, man. Yeah, man. Great What's night, up? Man. What up, Thank you guys for
what
popping
is it with
in,
tonight?
Man.
Tonight? You know what? There's no football tonight, I think. That's
people coming is that out.
Is there wrestling now? There's wrestling though, right?
There's no award shows. There's no Emmys.
There's always fucking wrestling.
Royal Rumble's next weekend.
Yes, every day of
big
the week.
Chat squad, who do you have, assuming that the front runners are expected to win? Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, The Rock. If it's not one of those three, who is it? Who you got in the chat?
Throw it in there.
All right.
I don't think there's any other options.
Jeremy, you ready?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're doing segments.
Segments, baby.
Segments.
Look, this paperwork.
Oh, he's trying to
spiral notebooks. All right, Dust got to stay on point. I only had seven beers now, but.
He got a verbal from HR. He doesn't want to write up.
It's like, you got to go, come on, don't come in so fucking hot, you know? I got some work to do after the show tonight, so I'm just chilling out, so. Hold on. My man Johnny Walker, what you drinking tonight? Oh, wait! All right, Jamie, it's time for that infamous segment, the favorite segment. Everybody's here for this segment, right?
Yes.
Rock Fluffer, dude. Rock Fluffer.
The Rock Fluffer. No.
We're all just here to get ready for the Robits, man.
Yeah.
Stop. Action Figure News is just as special as the Robit News.
God, that's not what I'm saying. Brian, it's funny because we make fun of it. God, just push the clip.
No, I'm not going to do it.
I got it.
Sorry. Wasn't me. That was Brian. Was, I had Brian up before he went Johnny Two Guns. I got it.
Good stuff. So it's a weird week, everyone. We're, as Dust was saying, new year, kind of easing back in, and there's not a whole lot of figure news, but we did a bit of scraping on your behalf and some other things. Scrap it. Starting off with... with a continuation of the 50th anniversary of Wolverine, this is Patch and Joe Fix It 2-Pack.
Yes.
This is $60 due out in April of this year. Pre-orders are live. And what's this, the third 2-Pack we've seen?
Joe Fix
It. Dude, this was a great thing. It was Wolverine and Joe Fix It, which was Hulk's alter ego, Grey Hulk's alter ego. Weren't they like bouncers in Madripoor or something like that? They were bouncers or some shit like that at a bar or something. Yeah.
Wait, really?
That was that's the comic.
I would like that as a movie.
Yeah, me too. I would love it, man.
Yeah. Give me that storyline.
Like Mr. Fix-It was totally different from Hulk. The Grey Hulk, he was just like
he was like
a fucking Brooklyn or like just a city fucking dude.
Yeah.
And he got hired by the mob to be like a fucking bodyguard and shit. So I'm trying to remember what it was, but that was a great era. I think Peter David was writing the Hulk at that time. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people hate on Peter David, but that was a really genius.
Yeah, one of the great.
So then he hooks up with Patch, which was Wolverine's other alter ego. His name was Patch because he had a patch on his eye. Go figure. And they were, Madripoor.
Peter David, the Turtles guy?
Probably. Peter David wrote for
no,
Turtles?
He's a writer. I don't think he...
Oh, no. I'm thinking Peter Laird and David.
Peter Laird.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, no, Peter David, he was a big comic writer, did X Factor.
Those are the two first names.
Yeah, let me know. Anybody in the chat, let me know. It's been a while since I read this storyline, but it was so cool.
Yeah.
Maybe you know what I should do? I go into my digital comics and try to like get this little arc. Yeah, get the arc and just throw it up for people.
It's in the hundreds somewhere. I just don't remember the exact.
Yeah, great art, man. Fucking, I love the Joe Fix It, man. He was it was so different for Hulk to have that.
I don't want to be the guy that doesn't know anything in the room. However, wouldn't Wolverine's eye just grow back, or was he wearing the patch?
It was for his disguise.
He was like
undercover.
Like undercover. Yeah. So that's what he was doing.
Patch.
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha.
What are they going to call him? Joe? This patch. You get Joe Fix.
Oh, the other guy's patch. Name's Joe.
Yeah, it's another Joe. Joe and Mom.
And this is what you get. So $60 coming out in April. Do you know it's coming out right now?
What's that?
It's not Chan. She's not home yet.
I do have a non-Chan version of the
and
uh-oh.
I would love to involve a wizard in asking a very, very, very important question. JD? Sir?
Yes. Friend? Mister? Wizard. Hello.
Hey there. Watch your hands. Lower. Lower. Okay. Do you happen to know what time it is?
You shall read the toddy time.
Toddy time. Scratch it out and say JD. So.
No, you guys still do it. Where is this?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, Mark.
let me run the other promo.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
And why is the carpet wet? Oh, Todd.
This is awful. This is fucking terrible.
Oh, what? Sorry, Brian.
Jeremy, and does this slide tell me that there's no Todd news?
There is Todd news.
But why is this slide here?
Because the only appropriate gift that I could give Ricky is to cut the Todd news, at least the pictures.
What?
So this week, you can get a Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice Toddy Mac for $22.99. Or you can get a McFarlane's Toy Store exclusive Batman Nightmare Edition from Injustice 2. That'll
Did he make up for it, Brian? $99. Did he make up for it? Did he make up for it? He yeah. definitely made up for it. He yeah, made yeah, up for great. It.
Both of those are due out in March 2024. 22 points of articulation.
These slides have been moved to the observance of the first annual Captain Cornfield appreciation segment. We need a new promo.
We will not be soiling your eye holes with such travesties. Continuing on.
Nicely done, sir. Nicely done.
Hot Toys has got some DC love coming at you in the form of Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom's Black Manta. What's the difference funny. Between this and the first Black Manta that came out a couple years ago from the first movie? I don't know. Not a whole lot, but it's been retooled and recovered, and it's shinier.
I don't know.
Maybe. So this is a 1/6 scale, 30 points of articulation, 13.3 inches tall, $255, due out in June of 2025. And that's not 2 years from now anymore, people. That's actually like just around the way.
God. Yeah. Like 18 months.
Still too late.
Dude, in Hot Toys speak?
Hot Toys is like, great, here's the figure that we have to put out a year and a half after a movie that no one watched.
It's like how many in dog years or cat years, and now we're doing how many in Hot Toys years.
I mean, I guess for the true DC fans, those who want all the characters, this is a good looking figure. But yeah,
I think the head's smaller than the first one or the one from the first movie. That looks lower profile. I don't know. I like it. It's sleek. And it lights up like a motherfucker.
He's got a kryptonite trident.
Yeah.
Was that from the movie with Superman in there and he tried to kill him with that?
It's splittable. A translucent green trident.
Oh, it's not kryptonite. Splittable.
It's not specified as kryptonite, but, you know, callbacks and whatnot. All right. That was fun. The back lights up, too.
It does look good. Yeah. But...
All right. So I chose to ignore the Aquaman from Beast Kingdom, the 8-inch scale that doesn't match anybody's shit. So it was excluded just out of spite. However, I included this shit. I don't know who's in on the Turtles of Grayskull, but you've got a couple more from Wave 2 coming at you in the form of Schlacker, the Slash Faker, Schlaker.
Schlaker?
Yeah, Schlaker.
Slacker.
Schlaker.
Slacker. Oh, they had to like rename it like the way third party does?
Yeah, it looks like there's going to be some sort of build-a-figure.
Yeah.
Metal Bodo.
Is that the character's name? For real? I thought it was...
No. Jose, what's happening here is it's a mashup of Turtles and Motu. And you know how Motu is like something man, something something this. So
he was Slash, right? That was Slash.
Yeah, Slash exactly. And Faker. That's the... Okay. Yeah, so, and then there's also Ram Man, who I don't really know who they mashed him up with.
Ram Man, that's his regular name.
Right, so it's just a mutated battering ram with a goatee. Because
He's bad.
You know,
I saw the trap jaw, the what do they call it?
The Mauser trap jaw?
Mouse jaw.
Are these out in stores now? I guess.
Yeah,
the only one that, January? I mean, some of them are. But the only one that I've seen.
Is my audio
Is JD's audio kicking out on us?
Hello?
Oh, there it is. Found you.
How about now?
His bandwidth. I think
is that better?
Just had an internet spike. That's all.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah. You're good. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's thanks. Hey.
Carpet Todd here. Wet. Something.
All
something wet, Todd.
Wet.
So up next, this is very timely because I
want Daddy.
Yeah? It's like one of the Sentinels. What is that?
Did you play? So this
that game was terrible.
Hey, this is a
heart attack game. That's a heart attack game.
From the Good Smile Company's Figma line, this is Dead Space's Isaac Clarke from the 2008 PlayStation 3 and Xbox original. Featured two sequels and a remake just last year.
This is when they were making games when they were good.
Oh, I got to get that.
Dude, the fucking game was so scary.
Visceral Studios? Man,
Visceral, yeah.
Fucking killed it.
The mood of that game.
What's the name of the game?
Dead Space.
Dead Space. Yeah.
It's easily like movie material. Yes. You know, it's one of those video games that like, like Bioshock. Why haven't we got a Bioshock movie? It basically
there's
itself.
Stuff coming. There's probably
It's 20 fucking years later, bro. It's too late, you know?
So is this PS2, you said?
PS3.
Originally.
Xbox.
Xbox, too. I played on Xbox.
So 2008, this was one of the first waves of, like, the top-tier games. Like, 2-3 years into the system's life cycle when they got the really good first batch out of it.
Yeah, this was a powerful game back then, man.
See, I missed it. I never played
first play shooter.
I picked up the remake the same day that I got Jedi Survivor. Now that that's platinum, this is next on the list.
Yeah,
I never played the second one,
but the first one was like,
is it scary? It's like jump scares or
yeah, like that. Like, oh shit! Like they should have skinned it. They should have skinned it with Alien. And that would have been the best Alien game, because all the Alien games suck ass.
Well,
but
Jedi Mindset said something about hit points.
The bar in the back, that was his health. Like, when it drained, you knew your energy was low.
And it would blink red.
So they tried not to have, the indicators on the screen for more immersion, and this was a way of seeing what was what with your health status.
Yep, and your stasis is the little circle there, and
he'd get into like the zero G and shit. It was fucking fun, man. It was a really wild ride. Easily like what it was about a 14-hour game campaign. That's back when the campaigns were like 14 hours. You played if you're playing 3 hours a night, you were done within like a week or so if you kept going.
Still a good romp though. It was still a good romp.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you could easily have like a good 20, 30 hours in it if you like went back and did everything. Yep.
Side missions and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
You know I'm going to do all that. I'll probably get 40 or 50 out of
platinum.
It.
Look,
dude, it's a sickness. I don't make fun
of
it.
Dude, I was an achievement whore too back in the day on Xbox.
I'm an achievement whore.
I had to have them all. I would go there and see what I had to do, and I'd be like, all right, I'm going for this one. I'm going for that one. Yeah. I would play that game.
That was some bragging shit back in the day, bro. Look at my gamer score.
The first Arkham game, I got all the Riddler trophies, bro. All the fucking Riddler trophies on the first one. I went to YouTube like 80 times in an hour trying to fucking figure some of that shit out, but I got them all. Dude, Eddie R's in the fucking chat, man. Just look at this. This night is just bringing everybody out, man.
It's the poo.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. So this guy is $85, due out in the second quarter of 2025, just over 6.5 inches tall. Pre-orders are live. Get on it.
And Dormammu said, like, these games are, this isn't expensive. It's going to be like $11, $10 game.
Yep.
On your, if you
I got it half off. Or it's like 55, 60% off.
Yeah.
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's, you know,
I bought
it
at full price because I wanted it day one.
Yeah, well, that was years ago. But there's so many good games from back in the day that...
Thank you, JD.
That are just cheap now that, you know, you just got to give it a chance. Like, I was a huge Borderlands fan. Like, Borderlands 1 and 2, I never finished 3, but Borderlands is so fucking dope. What a great game. And you can get that for fucking pennies nowadays well, dollars, but you know what I mean, compared to what we were.
There we go. Look at that.
Yeah.
125,000.
If you look at the price of the manufacturer's price of games over the past 20 years versus inflation, like, no, we paid a lot more back then. Like, Final Fantasy VI was like $80 in 1993 money. So I don't know what that was, like, what, $300?
Well, anyway. Also, nowadays with games, you're like, they're not giving you the full game. They're giving you half the game, and the rest of it's in payable content. You got to pay for everything later on to get the full game. And that's bullshit. Because, like, back in the day, we used to pay $60, and then we maybe pay some map for maps or whatnot. But, you know, for a lot of times now, the games, you're not getting a full game. You have, they're expecting that back end, you know. It's just, everything in this world is just fucking money, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Speaking of money, man, check this out. Mondo coming strong with the Masters of the Universe.
Someone send Jeremy this guy. Gotta finish this.
Dude,
set.
Please don't.
Me too.
Shout out to Dormammu, who put this up in the group before it was official. Link goes up tomorrow for a timed exclusive that's going to be open for 1 week. So noon Central Time tomorrow. Orko goes up. This is a 6.5-inch figure. 1/6 scale, $235, due out in June of this year. That's right, June of this year. And
did we ever see him without the hood?
I think, nah. I think once in the old filmation they did it, right?
I think that's only from like a specific book.
Oh,
it's like the She-Ra. Somebody posted it.
It was
on
something She-Ra.
Someone in the chat squad. Did we ever see it on the animated show? Him with no hat, looking like, dude, that looks good. It's like a great toss between
the hat back on. There you go.
Yeah, it's great. Like between Toon and like real. Is that soft goods?
It is.
Yep.
Wow, that looks good.
Yeah, this guy.
Dormammu said the head is on in the Source Bible. You know,
yeah, that's what it is.
Still,
if it wasn't animated,
get these,
it never happened. If it's not animated, it never happened.
Right. Two minifigures to float around, I guess.
So this is interesting. So they're giving you a whole bunch with this set. You get the stylized version, then you get the two little ones, right? Because depending on your sensibilities, he was kind of small. But Jeremy, go back. No, there. Hey, stop. Go back. There. What's that Prince Adam figure? That's a tease right there.
Is it a different one?
Well, that's one that's never been made.
Yeah, it is. It has.
Purchase. The Prince Adam?
Yeah.
From Mondo?
I don't remember seeing.
No?
I mean, not on Jeremy's segment have I seen it before. Ask
no.
Me. Ooh, well, it's, that guy is an unreliable narrator at best, so. I wouldn't put too much. Yes! Yeah. So, not to take too much away from the master list here, but we looked at. Where'd he go? Prince Adam. As an SDCC exclusive last year. It was limited to 2,000. This may be a more general release.
There
so,
it is.
In
it was a
in
exclusive.
Summary, back
off
my segment,
off
yo.
Day. I might have been off that day.
You don't take days off.
I missed 2 days last year.
Oof.
Oof. Fair enough. Okay. So, yeah, the Prince Adam, I know Matt B. got it. I can't remember if it came in or not yet, but... He had a couple good heads with different faces and such, but
good head.
And now good. With this company here, they got a pretty good quality.
Yes.
Success rate, you would say, like compared to like Super 7 or something like that, you know.
The tolerances are good. I mean,
the He-Man that they put out last was all messed up, but they made it right. They sent
their
replacements.
They're really good with, because like I had problems with the original He-Man, and I sent them an email with pictures attached, and they sent me a whole new figure and told me to keep the broken one.
Wow.
Yeah, and all I did was like break the knee or the ankle. and they sent me a whole figure.
Great, you just glue the ankle
and then I bought the He-Man.
Yep.
Off of, hey, what am I doing? And then I ended up selling it to JD, but it was messed up, and they sent a whole brand new buck. Now, the cool thing about that was that particular He-Man came with multiple armors, so basically you get two figures for free. Well, you get an extra figure for free, I should say.
And, I mean, I'm probably fucking heard this before, but I don't really pay too much attention to action figures I don't buy. But what's the scale on these guys? They're like the normal?
1/6 scale.
Like your normal, you know?
No, Hot Toys.
Oh, these are Hot Toys. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Wow.
So
holding it in front of his shirt there.
Yeah, I saw it look pretty big, but I thought it was like it was close to the screen. That's why I was like, wow, that thing looks pretty big.
Yeah. So 1/12 versus 1/6.
Yeah. I just know Masterpiece, Legends, and Chug. You know, Chug, man, wow, Barlow. That's dope, man. That really looks
okay.
Cool.
So, and this is a this year release, $235. Pre-orders go up tomorrow. So, yeah, that's pretty good. They what they're doing with this line is just really good. They found the lane. They're sticking to it. I really like what they're doing with the animated DC and Marvel
weren't
stuff.
Weren't they doing like X-Men also?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that Wolverine. I was like, ooh.
Also, Crashbox Customs. It's open. Get your orders in.
Get them in, people.
Not going to be open forever. You got to get some in if you want some in.
They're back in action.
Hit up Cousin Brother. He'll treat you right. And that is Le Figure News.
Le Figure, yeah.
That was light.
Dude, yeah.
Buzz Light.
Light news, Buzz Lightyear news tonight, people.
Light and wonderful.
Chinese New Year.
I was going to yell at you if you didn't have that Isaac Clarke in there.
Good. I deserve it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Shout out to Toy Art, his tank.
You got it.
That Fran and the guys for all they do on the news side.
Yes.
We couldn't scrub it if they didn't write it, so shout out to them.
Scrap-a-lappin'. Man, shout out to the chat squad, man. Let's get a 1 second to shout out these guys. Man, thank you guys. Really good night tonight. A lot of old school faces coming in here. Mm-hmm. You can share a meme. You can share the stream to the action figure friends where they should be on a Monday night, because this is the best part of your Monday. It's the best part of mine.
Yep.
And mine.
That's how you stretch the same.
Ooh,
they're
ooh.
Going off tonight, bro.
Me too.
Trying to scroll back to the beginning.
That's what I was like. When I got quiet, I'm like, ooh, look. What do you say here? Oh, boy.
Keep it up.
So, yeah.
Keep it up, guys. Love that you're hanging out with us.
Wait,
tonight.
That's it?
Hit that.
Well, you know what's
up.
Coming. All right. How many? We're not doing this until we get 150 thumbs up. Brian's like, hold on, I got the button right now.
I'll see you in 5 weeks. Yeah.
Brian's like, I got the button right now. I got it. All right. This is the best part of your Monday. We are slowly getting into the infamous Robit news. But first, pregnant pause, as they said back in the day. Remember pregnant pause? Remember that was a thing?
Oh, aspirational time frames.
Yes, I love you guys. Brian, you good? You ready? Oh, I've been ready. He's ready. He's got the thumbs up. No guns tonight.
He's
no
ready.
Guns tonight. All right. Time for Robot News.
It's still cold out there, people, for a couple more days.
Dude, you remember that promo? That's a couple of years ago. That's good stuff.
I used it last week.
Did you?
I didn't feel like changing it.
Robot news. Robots. Look at this.
What's first? First off, who's reading this comic book series? I hear that I should be.
It's great.
And this is something where I don't know what's going on.
Let me see if I can find
it
on the Digi World.
Very, very cool. Like, this is Optimus's arm here, and he's like, well, that one's not good. I guess I'll put this one on. And that's Megatron's arm. And I don't know if you've been checking the social medias, but there's people dude, I've seen it done with Earthrise Prime.
And are they up in arm about it?
People people are taking their Megatron arms off and putting them on their Primes. Yeah, I saw one was photoshopped. One looked real. I saw one did with like a masterpiece one.
So, can I just say, can someone give me the up in arm on that one? Anybody? Please?
YOLO Park. So, like, you know, you got the model kits that, you know, they basically put the arms in and they detach. So when they put out their Optimus, you'll be able to do this with the
YOLO
Park.
Dude, that YOLO Park Megatron looks so fucking good.
I still
got
to take mine out, bro. I did. Oh, I backed the Kickstarter. I got mine early and I still haven't checked it out yet. I got to open it up. Take the time and open it
up. Dude, that thing looks so good.
Yeah, and Brian, like anybody that hasn't seen the new Skybound Transformers series from Image, it is pretty good read. Like the artwork is excellent from Darren Warren Johnson. He used to draw the like the Dual Powerbomb, I think it was called, which was like kind of based a little bit off wrestling. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked with an artist, a rapper. He did a song called "Do the Powerbomb" that was based on our cartoon. Be done. Yeah.
And the story wise, it's like kind of like G1, but very like adult, like very kind of modern, and with a really good twist. And it's good. I really like it. So check it out. It's definitely a hell of a lot better than that last IEW run. Hell of a lot better.
No, stop. My arm. We're all hitting this. This is the funny one right here. You can attach the other arm to a skyscraper.
I know that reference.
Yes, I'm sure that's what we laughed at.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I get these on the digi side. Maybe I'm gonna hit my my ARG comic book site and see if maybe I get these.
All right, and then we got some teases for some new things, and I meant to watch a video to find out what all these were, but I forgot. But basically, you got people like Ruckus. They're going to bring the Ruckus. We got United Soundwave, a Mayhem Bludgeon, all kinds of crazy stuff. We got Treads, Pathfinder. I think Pathfinder's the blue Cosmos. Mm. Smallfoot. I don't know who Smallfoot is. But all kinds of crazy stuff on here.
Well, they got like the Huff. Well, I don't know if all those are supposed to. Oh, no, that's probably just like a general picture.
Is that
picture.
Different colored gears?
I did see on one of the sites, like they did have the three characters that those characters are supposed to be based on, all basically repainted like the mini bots. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Is this like a shattered glass? What's going on here? Is it like
they're
G2?
Calling it a GoBots pack, so perhaps maybe these are homages to old GoBots, maybe?
Maybe.
They're going to be repaints of basically the Walmart Cosmos, the Kingdom, whatever, what's his name, Warpath that we got.
Yeah, if anybody knows more information, it's kind of cool to see what's going on with this.
Repaints incoming.
And also, too, you know how they're doing those retro re-releases that they do every once in a while? Remember when at Walmart it was just the cab?
Cab.
Mm-hmm. And they wanted like $50 for it. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the rumor is we might be getting a full vintage G1 Optimus Prime
from Walmart.
That I'll cop.
Probably be a Walmart.
It's going to be $100. You could just go to
$150.
Go to Show Z, get it for $40.
Yeah. I just want to keep it. Oh yeah. Do they have Optimus?
Yeah,
Optimus
it's like $34.99 or something like that.
I cop.
Yeah,
it
and it's basically going to be the same thing because that's where Walmart's getting their versions from.
Okay.
The same dudes that have been pumping these KOs out.
What?
I don't know if that's. I don't know.
What
if that's
the fuck
are
you talking about?
I don't know if
that's not where they're getting it from.
Stop. Yes, they are.
Don't tell
that
lies.
Claim
you heard it here first.
Yeah.
I ain't telling the news. You heard it here first. Walmart's in cahoots with the KO companies.
Yeah.
It's definitely not Hasbro. You see them boxes.
But I'm hoping if they put this out, we get the tall smokestacks and we get the vintage box.
Yep.
That would be and I would love to
show Z $34.99.
Like aren't the articulated ones going to be dropping soon? Like the
one
ordered,
drops
like
next month.
6 months
too.
Ago,
so
Amazon Prime Japan is about to.
It's exactly like generic Oreos. Yeah. Yo, Jonathan Walker's like, your Walmart's getting their bots from Show Z. Exactly, that's exactly what I just said, bro. Oh man, shout out to the lag chat.
All right. This Transformers Reactivate game. the reactivate game that's been
are
delayed
these out yet?
Till whenever. But we got seeing it here in the box. So
CMD store, you know our store does. They actually had these guys in stock, but they, you know, at a premium price. I didn't want.
Yeah, what $5, money, $6 you know, more? So, who cares?
I like the way that Optimus looks, though.
The Optimus looks good. Soundwave's way too small. Bumblebee looks like shit. That looks like an Armada Starscream to me. That's all I see from there.
See, but even Bumblebee, I like the fact that it doesn't, like, he doesn't look like just that stumpy, round, normal Bumblebee-looking character. Like, he kind of looks more of a badass Bumblebee. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, get down.
I kind of dig that.
Take your asshole out of my face. I'm sorry.
It's a shame that the game has been delayed, so the rollout doesn't go with the game. But,
supposedly delayed for good reasons, though. Like, they're supposedly upgrading the engine to Unreal Engine 5, which is supposedly going to be looking great on next gen. Yep. So
it just means it's going to take hella long for those for them to.
Because
they're going to have to completely rebuild the game in a new engine.
648 gigs on startup, and then 124 gigabyte. Install for the for the update on day one.
They're coming from Amazon.
February 2nd. Yep. That's what Amazon's telling me. I only ordered the Optimus and Soundwave just to check them out. I didn't order the other pack.
You know, I was digging through my games. I found my old War Cybertron, full Cybertron games.
Still amazing.
Hell yeah.
Those were so. And if you don't want to play the game, go to YouTube and just watch the cutscenes. Incredible. It's a movie. Good stuff, man.
And, so we
title
at the Singapore whatever show, and he's up for order now. $200 at your favorite retailer. Smackers.
Who's in on this guy?
I am.
I got my
really
immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why? Now, why are you in on this?
Because of that game. Of that Armada game.
Transformers game.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
And I actually have the old one up there. I bought it before I knew you guys.
No shit.
Going on eBay. But now I got one with knees. Thus, I get one with knees.
now are you going to buy the Armada Megatron to go with it?
No. I just need this guy.
Because it'll be on my table in NJCC. Still see it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You'll take it if it's 40
bucks, 30 bucks. Who cares?
And so, yeah, there's been some hubbub about this. But, you know, that Nemesis we never saw go on clearance. But I don't know if there's like another run of that Nemesis coming, because I've seen it. I think Hanny has it for pre-order still. So, so I don't know if they're doing lower runs.
I thought the Nemesis
runs.
Was a pretty cool idea. It looked pretty dope, man. It was not bad.
I don't know
bad.
If they're doing lower runs.
Just to have the Ark and the Nemesis together. Like, if you bought the Ark, not even for the robots or whatever, but just for the
50
the,
apiece.
The
I'm in 50
you
know, apiece.
Like,
I'm
when
in.
When it comes to these Titans, like, you know. You play the waiting game, patience saves pockets, but for this one,
but then
like,
you never know.
This one,
well,
I really
Omega,
want.
You could turn
like,
into a Metroplex, which is
like
$300
and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
this one, I really want, man. So yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that you were that big.
It's that video
fan
game,
title,
dude.
Man.
That video game that came out on the PS2 was like the only way we could play like
know,
a
man.
Transformers
never,
game, and it was actually pretty decent for fucking what it was. Like it was a shooter. It was a third person shooter.
Now you ever watched
you
the show before?
Transform. It's hard to watch, dude. It's
Brian,
hard to watch.
You ever watch the show?
I've watched maybe five episodes of it.
All right,
like,
so you
nope.
have no real
no
love
real attachment
because,
to that.
Yeah, attachment because
subject
of the show.
Matter.
It was the actual video game.
But
game.
It was close enough to G1. Like, you know, you could transform into cars, and Optimus was in the game, and you collected the mini boss that gave you, like, more powers and weapons and stuff like that.
The thing is, I didn't watch the show and I had no idea who this character was, playing that level of the game. You have
gave
to
you
do
that
all
much
this
love.
Shit. Then you get to him, and you he's in boat mode, and you got to fight things inside him and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
And then after you beat that part of the level, then all of a sudden it's like goes to a cutscene. He fucking transforms into a goddamn giant. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, it is.
I was
awesome.
Like, let me
it's
take
awesome.
A pause. I'm gonna pause real quick. I was like, I need a. Get some fresh air before I go back in and see what the hell this game's gonna throw in my face.
Was that
sure
the second
enough,
game?
I don't think
no, it was
only one.
It was called Transformers on the PS2 that came out like in the early 2000s.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what you get in the video game that you don't get on the you got those little yeah, little kid characters fucking just throwing you
no
off.
No kids, no characters, you know. Yeah, you just had to explore the levels. Yeah. The levels were like a little bland or whatever. You didn't really get anything in the city, but you could transform. You had different weapons, the mini bots, and that boss battle was fucking
fun. You could fly.
That was fun.
Where Deep is Thief News? Where the fuck is it? We used it earlier before. Oh, there it is. We got some Thief News.
Let's see. Maybe I'm out of the loop. Let's see. What do we got?
What's going on? Who stole what?
Yeah, it might not be real. Looks like Thief News to me. But oh yeah, it is.
No, this is real. This is real.
Last week, we were talking about that 5-pack or whatever that's coming out with reissued Studio Series
this
stuff.
Fucking looks so much better to me.
You like it in the gray?
Then what we got, the lighter gray and the fucking
You like
blue
the lighter gray?
I like it. I do. And I like it looks so compared to...
See,
I like
I'm a Toon guy. I'm a Toon Tickle guy, but I like the black one better. And I'm a Toon Tickle guy. I don't know.
The head sculpt's different, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a little bit of a smirk on or something.
Oh, yeah, he does.
It's like, meh.
Look at that.
The picture.
I don't know. Like, yeah, it's just the Toon. I think it's the windows, bro. Like, I think the blue
the
windows because of the Toon.
Winders? The blue like, winders?
If those blue windows were on that black, like, color the one, then I think I'd like that. But the gray doesn't look bad to me, that lighter gray. It looks good. I think it works with that Toon color. Look, I don't know if I'm going to go in. This is part of a multi-pack, you're saying?
Yeah,
multi-pack.
It's like a pack. Mm-hmm. Sunstreaker, Jazz, Trailbreaker,
multi-pack.
Hound. Remember that hound that was we were missing? We talked about this last week.
Oh, they're gonna give us the fucking Earth Mips, Mode hound in this fucking multi pack, probably.
I wish they would have just put a hinge.
So I'm gonna have to get it. And I'm gonna have
to put that fucking panel
yep,
on
right
really
there.
Wish.
Yep.
And the Sunstreak too.
Yeah, this is the way they're gonna milk in the mold. Live Tuesday nights, brand new show on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel. Milk in the mold
yet. With that fucking, they gave us that that beige one, the whatever.
I just that's wish the they would put a hinge on that flap on the arms, man. Please.
And then someone favorite toy thieves.
Oof. Get the bot some lotion.
I loved how they called this. The so this is that concept Megatron from the Bumblebee, which looks like a pretty good figure.
It looks dope.
About that before.
Figure looks dope.
But it's the secret hidden gun mode.
Oh no, there's a secret mode. Dude, it looks.
I mean, look at it. Like when you look at it, it looks like it. Was
I mean,
like
if you were a designer, wouldn't you want to put that in there like that? Yeah, wouldn't you be like, hey, this is a great Easter egg if you can figure it out.
Secret.
If you don't have this and you don't know how to transform it, you're not welcome in our group.
What was the other one? There was another secret gun mode from something.
That was the shockwave. It was submarine mode.
You turn it upside down. That's it. That was it. Yes.
Submarine mode.
Yeah, fan mode.
I love that this is a fan mode.
Rock
not
Jesus,
a
that
secret,
looks like shit.
It's not a secret hidden gun mode.
Secret
it's a fan mode.
Yeah, it's
oh
a fan
goodness.
Mode. Definitely fan mode.
That
but that's,
looks
I think
like
that's pretty
shit.
Okay. For what
that's the password. Get
I can't believe that. That's your password. That looks like shit.
I think I've even seen somebody finagle like a different little like plane mode out of that. Like it's got a jet mode and a tank mode, but I saw it like an even better looking fan made jet mode for that figure.
And finagle's in the chat right now.
So there's going to be shit.
And here we got some early picks of this.
It's a piece
hoist.
Shit.
I think this is Thief News as well, but Masterpiece Hoist, MP, I totally forgot they were making. But yeah, there you go. Let's see
look
here.
That bad.
You know, it's not.
Looks
it's
good.
Not exactly a repaint, is it? So,
no. Mm-hmm. No. That's a total
nope.
Retool
legs.
Right there.
It's crazy if these
the
share
arms.
Anything.
Hoist
yeah.
across the board
different.
Looked better than Trailbreaker. He's, like for every company.
He's wearing
he's
some yellow
both.
Basketball shorts. He's got his knee pads on. He's ready to game up. He's ready to b-ball. This guy's
dude, it's
ready.
It's the 80s.
He's wearing Nikes.
I'm open. I'm open. That's it to me. I'm open.
I'm surprised Hoist didn't have a higher voice, meaning that, you know, he got the castration going on here. He's just got nothing.
No waist. He's got no waist.
Well,
no, he's got
waist.
Some belly fat. I got no waist either.
Yeah, he's got so the
he's got, no
got
beans
the overhang
and
there.
There's no beans and Franks. But,
there they are.
Wow, look at the difference right there. Holy shit. Do you think they did the hoist first and then they went drilling? I don't know. It's just like weird. Wow.
And there he is with his buddy.
Yeah.
Grapple.
No, that shit still looks. Dude, I always heard that like Inferno grapple.
Did you have you ever fucked with that figure before?
No, no.
You have to. That was my probably for Takara, my biggest highlight for Takara Masterpiece was this fucking mold. The way they hid the ladder. Oh my, this is when they were just on fucking point, man.
And that was pretty early, like on when they started going like with the tuna stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they kept 18. It. They kept it where you could do the tune and toy aesthetic, which was fucking brilliant.
Just
but
was on the
that
show
engineering,
yo,
it's oh man,
what's up,
so Jess? Good.
Miss you, dude.
So and, good, man. Yo, buy a KO for 40, bro.
There he is next
if I
to
fight, yeah,
empty
if I
Skywarp.
Yeah.
And
hold on, go back.
Load.
Oh, that's MP. Yeah, I don't know how tall the MP Seegers are.
The dude looks like he's wearing short shorts, bro.
He's wearing the ball. Pass me, Joe Pesci in the Super. Remember Joe Pesci in the Super? you ever seen Super for Joe Pesci?
And I don't remember Hoist having like T-tops. Is that a thing?
JW, man. Yeah, man. It did, but I did buy the Skyfire. That hound just crumbled in my hand like a fucking saltine. It really did the leg panels.
Oh, I heard.
That looked
that was the one that like the neck wasn't even connected, right? So like the body was like on a
swivel
or something like that. Yeah.
Dude, that thing just fucking crumbled in my hands.
Oh, so
sad. I think I'm missing a picture. No, it didn't make the cut.
No. There's.
I mean, JW, man, thank you for just
something
fucking
in the background
that.
There.
What's that?
Yeah, we got some bots.
Is that
see
RC
some
up
boxes
there?
In the background.
Yeah, there's an RC.
Remember
up there.
Back in the day, we used to like
well,
analyze.
RC, they made
these
RC
guys.
Already. Long time
oh.
ago.
When
remember
they used
with
to
the
do
boob,
their.
The boob gate. There's boob
oh,
gate
man.
With RC. Yeah. He had the sagging boobs.
I saw a toy photo picture like today, like when I was scrolling, that had that RC, like with the boobs, like bent over, like on a couch with like a T and with Optimus behind her. And then you see like the TV, it looked like they were just in the living room and he was doing her on the couch with the TV behind him. I'm like, these fucking
cigarette
what they
packs
do with this shit.
Take that hot rod
with the boobs,
yeah,
out
man.
And everything.
Prime's sticking it to your girl, she knows who the real leader is. All right.
Yeah, Optimus was saying that. Yeah.
And then
this?
A little tease from Robosyn. You know those
guys.
So
I highly doubt it's going to be a handgun, people.
That's
not transforming.
No.
That's
going to be a tank.
That's going to be one of those just non-transformable.
What if it was a gun, though?
I don't think
just
they're
going to
do it.
Well,
I don't
what if
yeah,
there's
I don't
a secret hidden gun mode?
So Jose, you
band
think it's
mode.
Gonna, it's just gonna be robot mode.
I think it's gonna be like the Bumblebee,
like
and
the
like
Bumblebee?
The Rise of the Beast version, like just you
for
know
$1,400
stuff like that. You know, not
eat
gonna
a
transform.
Dick.
And then yeah, so it's a there's a video out on Robosyn's website. It's a quick tease. It's all in the shadows, but people have you know. Change the
Rock
geez,
a
the
tank
grays
with G. I would go
stuff.
For a G2 G21. That would be pretty dope.
It looks like it's gonna be a tank Megatron. Yeah, it'll probably transform. So
Dormammu said
coming.
There's gonna be a.
They're relatively quick with their reveals and their releases. Like this will probably be out in what next year or so, whatever it is.
I definitely think they fucking fucked the pooch when they didn't do Bumblebee transforming. This is your shtick. You're doing these transforming robots, and you just do a guy that does a dance. It's like, come on, man. It's like, I don't know. But that Grimlock.
Remember, Grimlock, relatively simple design. Like, what was the
holy
Optimus?
Shit,
they
that
sort of
good.
That was a simple from the G1 design that they took, but the rest of these guys are too complicated.
Bumblebee's way too complicated to do in five fucking moves.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, and then some third-party stuff. We got the Jizai toys. Oof. Haven't seen them in the news lately.
Skeet.
I don't even know where to buy this stuff. Like, it's not on any of the retailers I visit, I don't think. So, but here's some kind of Cybertron Hound. We've never seen a Cybertron Hound, but
not
I guess that's what they think he's going to look like.
I don't
they
buy it.
They could have been more creative.
Yeah, I don't buy it. He looks like a leg from the Mighty Orbots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, Mighty Orbots.
It's like a tram. Like, there's things that they that go in the tunnels underneath Disney World.
It doesn't even like look like it's functional. Like, what the
fuck? They didn't even he like got two wheels in the front. Him. He would just go in a circle.
What does like, this
he
do?
You like, just stick his do? Back legs together, and that's it.
Yeah.
He's like down. A tripod.
All right, Jizz Toys. We got right in the eye, and then we got Jizz Toys. What kind of show we turn into?
Jizz Toys. Please excuse my drip.
Then we got MPH Studio. They've put out a Prime and this Beachcomber. And now it looks like we also saw that they...
You are right, making, Rock Jesus.
They are making a trailer for Optimus Prime, and they want you to buy multiples of this trailer. We saw stacks. It like turned into look like chain-based stuff. Do you remember that stuff? And so it looks like they're roller transforms and the battle platform from Prime's trailer transforms too. So... I haven't gone in on this yet. I almost did. I almost added it to my Omega order, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for that trailer, I think. But, yeah, it's pretty
yeah, look, fun little it's, thing. It's a ED-209.
That's right.
Ooh, look yeah. at that.
Failure to comply.
You know that
Texas, it's a Texas Water Ranger. And oh, then, silhouettes, whoa. Baby! It's been a while since we've seen silhouettes.
We have, this is Dr. Wu partnering Ooh. With the Mechanic Toy, and we have some kind of cat of some kind.
Meow. Laser cat.
If you remember back in the day, I forget who came up with it, but there was a, was it Ancestrod or whatever, but there was like some kind of cat, Rodimus Prime type of thing happening. Mm. So someone put this in the comments. I think it was a Chalker himself.
It's not the Academus, like, man. He's like, Academus, you out there, bro? Give me up.
I think he's like, I think this might be this. Who knows?
Academus Prime.
But,
Damn,
got some better. Kind of crazy thing yeah. going on there. Who knows? Could be
it's
that.
Like that, what was it, Sideswipe Red Bull?
Right, right. Maybe.
Oh, yo, that was a dope figure. I think I still got that. Unless I sold it. It might have been sold, but that was really nice. Nice figure.
But we'll see more when Dr. Wu reveals more.
That was based off like some fan art that did that, like based off like you know, yeah. off some of the designs.
You
like,
even cat, bro.
It was really
so
nice.
Maybe next beast. Week we'll find out that this isn't even this, but we'll see.
Dude, this is what I was actually saying. RH in the chat. I miss the days where they take pictures of figures next to the pack of cigarettes for size. I was just saying that earlier. Like those are the old school days. Yeah. They take pictures with the cigarettes. You see things in the background. Like what the fuck is that? That's a prototype for something else, you know? Like, they'd be like, oh, fuck, you know?
And then here comes New Age putting out Golden Lagoon Prowl. So they put out Prowl a long time ago.
Long, long time ago.
But they never put out Blue Streak, I don't think. Did they?
That's Gold Streak.
So maybe
Las Vegas edition.
Revisiting.
Not much streak. Him.
They might golden. Be revisiting this to put out some of the other ones that they missed, too.
Piss, piss, piss. Pee, pee, pee.
Or maybe they didn't put version. Out the sticky. Maybe they didn't put out the sticky blue streak, because I don't have a sticky blue streak. And I need a sticky blue streak.
Who the doesn't? Fun phrase. I don't know.
Who doesn't? Oh, there you go. All right. Studio Cell, the Primus. Here's the box art.
Oh, great.
So maybe that means that it's coming soon?
It's coming. Looks like it's ready to go.
Yep, it's ready to go.
I kind of dig this. We got all the planets of our.
Is Pluto a planet again, or is that Planet X?
It's not. It's not.
A dog.
Pluto don't count.
They say Planet X is really a form of sun.
Pluto's a woke dog.
Dog. So
didn't they say like our moon is bigger?
Look at that. It's a Death Star.
Is that Death Star?
Yeah, it looks like the Death Star.
Jupiter.
Fett, Jupiter where? Is a Death Star.
Boba Fett.
And that's on purpose. Where? I'm pretty
yeah,
sure that's on
is.
Purpose.
So when the KO police go into these stores and look for the Takara and the Hasbro and all that stuff, they're not pulling us off the shelf because it's not in the picture.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
You know, but nobody did a Primus, so why would they want to, you know? There's no, like, actual Takara or Hasbro fucking version of this fucking figure. You know? Yeah, they did a Unicron, but there's no Primus, so I don't know. I don't know why they just didn't. It's cheap packaging. Whatever. I'm done.
I like whatever. It. I like the planets. I like the solar system.
Did anybody get Primus?
You didn't make a diorama of the solar system?
Dude, I was fucking around.
You didn't get out the foam balls?
I have the version once of the first Studio Cell Unicron. That fucking mold is fucking incredible.
No,
I was looking at it the other day.
Scott's joke here on the screen. People.
I'm sorry. What? The Studio Cell seed should have fouled. Just yes. That. Is it seed first, then jizz, or jizz, then seed? I don't know. That's where we have to see.
Jizz,
there.
Then well, seed.
Well, you got to jizz, plant seed. So.
But I was like, I'm telling you, that I was really. It's such a great looking fucking
it's
toy.
It's dope.
Man.
I just wish it was bigger. Yep. Why haven't
I do? If they oversize that, bro.
They should oversize that.
Oversize it. You'll get
it to fucking 30 inches, bro.
Five. You'll get five bills right in your hand from me, man. For real, man. Like. Because it's so fucking dope. And yeah, the back is the same as the front. Yeah, it don't matter.
No,
it
looks
good.
It's
matter.
Clean. It's fucking clean.
Clean and clean. Really sturdy. I can't wait to sell it on NJCC.
I'm
kind of
mad I sold it. Like, I kind of wish I would have kept it.
You could buy mine. $250. $250 at NJCC.
Invasion.
First version. All never
giant
transformed.
Legion Devastator. So I think we saw this
sell
at the
news.
Toy show, too. But, yeah, this is a Devastator like you've never seen him before.
Yep, never seen that.
Who puts the Mixmaster on the arm? That's not how that works. But,
yeah, that's a little different, right? Is it Scramble City?
I don't know if it's Scramble City.
Is there some Scramble City going on there?
Oh, so, like, the legs are on the arms, too.
Oh, look at the arms. Yeah. They flip-flop.
So this is kind of
Scramble City, baby.
I doubt it. I doubt the Scramble City.
Oh, weird.
We watched the wrong.
I didn't know. I saw pictures of this and the... The legs, well, it was swapped to the proper way.
It's the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is blamed on the multiverse.
Yes, the multiverse. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Just blame it on the multiverse.
I have no idea what size these are. I think they might be legend scale. But
It kind of looks legends, but I like the stylized look. I like that it's a little different. Like that you never will hear me complain about that.
Yeah, but are you shelling out $400 or $500 for this set?
Nah. No.
Yeah, I think so.
It's fun. But
I like the way they look. Sure. I do like the way they look so far.
And then there's your...
I like when they look different, man. I don't want to see that.
All right,
fucking
Ricky
plain
in the chat said, they ugly, though.
Nah, man.
He's used to hearing that.
They're just different, bro.
See his ball sack. Right. They say, they ugly, though.
I think I got it.
Y'all remember Wei Zhang MPP?
Yes, dude. I missed it. I missed the sale. I was too late.
That's it. It sold out. Show Z sold out.
I'm sure they're going to get another run. But yeah, from what I know, they only had 9 at the time. I went there. I put my order in.
I
should have
did it.
It said coming soon. So
I didn't do it.
Because I bought this Saturday night from Show Z.
Oh, you got in on it?
Yeah, I was pulling the robot news, and I was just enabled. I was like, fuck it, I'm going
to
go buy it right now.
Bro, you're a Prime fan. You have to.
It's
just big. It's fucking
dude, we should, we should play
the great, but it's
there's a video. We should play the fucking video. We're not going to get a copyright on a...
Or we can look at screen caps from the video.
It's not the same, bro.
It's amazing.
So here's Mang Motion screen caps from his video. That's a Legend Scale RC there. And I thought this was... MPP 10 size, but it is
bigger.
Way bigger.
And it's the Magic Square mold.
Yep, the Magic Square version
too.
That I was just showing off.
Yeah, the version
Optimus, hands down.
Look at that. That's MP fucking Megs.
That's New Age Megatron.
Stop! I'm trying to fucking amp this up even more. Stop!
It's
but
so
look
big.
At this. So
no, hands down,
this,
in my opinion, that Magic Square mold is the best looking Optimus.
This is MPP 10. This is MPP 10.
Yeah, MPP.
So
really?
MPP 10
is big.
Yeah, MPP 10 is this size. Yeah, so MPP 10 was
follow along, people. Follow the bouncing ball.
Wow. This is MPP 10, which is an oversized MP 10. Mm-hmm.
Which we thought was the biggest ever.
Yo, that was the shit back
then.
That
shit was bananas, bro.
Yeah, I couldn't resist.
I didn't like that Show Z went from 150 to 165, but hey, I get it.
Still worth it for as fucking big as
I get it. Yeah, that shit is fucking bananas, bro.
Yep.
And that's the best looking Optimus. That shit looks like it walked right off of Transformers.
Without a doubt.
Fucking screen, bro.
If you could put this on a pedestal with a light in the corner of your room, bro.
That's
do not stuff this in a DTOLF.
Right there.
The first person that stuffs this in a DTOLF is getting a fucking karate kick from my fucking crippled leg. Without a doubt.
MP10.
I
don't. Hey, Mang Motion. You know the fists go in the thing. You pull this down.
Yeah,
take
but he's
fist,
like, hey, look at
there.
Me. I want to
yeah,
be
we
cool.
We always put the fists in the chest. This
is,
exactly.
This is New Age. And the Legends Prime that we got. And this is Dr. Wu. Mm-hmm. And I love this stuff. Like, I have a picture of, like, before I knew you guys, I put all my primes out on my table, on my patio, and I did the same fucking thing. I loved it.
Where, you know, I know the scale is not for everybody, but it's such a niche piece.
Oh, it's
and it's Optimus. Like you know, like you could just, you don't have to put it with your collection. It could be a standalone somewhere. If you're afraid to bring your collection into your living room, this could be in your living room. Mm-hmm. And a standalone and be like, holy shit, that
I'll
is a piece
I'll
of fucking
I'll put that
art.
On the fridge of my office, bro.
This
in my
picture
fucking
is fucking bonkers. I, like, yeah, yeah. Like, when I was right doing there. The news, I was like, and I saw this, I was like, oh.
That looks fucking
that's
crazy.
It.
Where yeah,
is,
man.
Where is
I've been talking
sold?
About this for a while, man. I'm like, when I saw the great prototype, and I'm like, how big is it? When you watch the video, you're just like, holy shit, man. Yeah. And you know what? That's awesome. I remember MPPP10 was like 120. MPPP10, whatever it is. MPPP10. MPPP10. The oversized. Pew. That was like, it was like 110, 120 for that. You know what I mean? So 160 for something that's fucking good. Guy Jormus.
Get it. You just buy it fucking immediately. Dude, there's no question.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I hope I can fucking catch this on the back end.
And then,
this thing is a fucking monster of a problem, man.
People are getting their fans' toys. Inquisitor, that's the Scourge. And TM Reviews right away has got the comparisons here with the X-Transbots Scourge.
The wings are way cleaner on the XDB, in my opinion.
See,
this is XDB on this side.
That's X-Trans.
Yeah, the wings. I said the way the wings look.
Yeah,
Fans Toys looks like the fucking deluxe, the studio.
I just,
I mean, no, Fans Toys does.
On the
look
wing. I just
creamy,
transformed
though.
The XTB and, dude, the backpack is like it's so gigantic, with those wings.
Fans Toys looks premium. It looks the Fans Toys looks good. It looks good. Like
of course, it definitely looks good. But there's some things that the XTB pulls off that the Fans Toys doesn't.
The monkey arms, not so much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. You fucking
long.
Told me.
Long, yeah.
Thanks, Jeremy B.
The
219 is coming out of your fucking paycheck, bro.
The
wings
aren't. The wings look so much. The wings.
Look at that. The XTB backpack is more pronounced. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's giant.
The toys is cleaner there.
The funny thing is, like,
better.
This is still. This is the mold.
Less
this
cankles.
Is, how long ago did they tease this shit?
Yo, fucking XCB.
This is still the same old mold, man. They didn't redo nothing on this, man. Yeah, but you know what? Show Z got this fucking XCB for $80,
no,
bro.
No, Fans Toys got it. But yes, you could get the sweeps
and
fucking
they have
Scourge
the three pack.
From X-Chance Boss for $250, right? Where that
yep,
one figure
costs $240.
Got so, yeah.
Target Master here.
Yeah, I think the price point on the Fans Toys is way too high, man. $219, $220. It's a one. That's a $179.99 all day long, if not less.
Yeah,
but
they gotta get their prices under control, man.
Well, hey, this episode of VTR is brought to you by the fine folks at Agabus.com. Agabus is the official mom and grop e-tailer of the ROC. Visit Agabus.com today for all of your masterpiece, third-party, and action figure needs. $5.95 flat rate shipping, free shipping on orders over $150. And you can take advantage of those Agbucks, same as cash reward system. Spend money now and earn credit towards your next purchase.
Wow.
Visit Agabus.com today for details.
Thanks, Annie.
Right. Nice. And tell them what they can get at Agabus this
week?
This week at Agabus, we got the Toys Easy Hi-U Type 0540 friggin' pre-order.
Yes.
Remember these? We were talking about these boats that
We thought they were the greatest thing in the world.
And supposedly they combine into a combiner.
And they also come to your house.
My battleship.
Yeah. They also come to your house in the same quality as a Saltine Gregor.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched any reviews on them yet. Are they not good?
I haven't heard any negative reviews about these things.
You haven't heard any negative?
Not that I've seen. I haven't seen.
You're not on YouTube.
Personally.
So we'll see. Hanny's got them. I think some of them are really expensive. I think this one's around $130. So I don't know. Maybe he's an arm or something. Maybe he's a leg.
An arm, a leg? That's what they're costing you?
They're my friends, a lot of them, but they're also fucking jackals.
We got the Touch Toys J35 Carefree figure pre-order.
This looks abort.
The jet mode, if I remember, was pretty cool.
I'm just saying, it just looks to me like it'd be abort.
It looks busy. It looks like Bayverse. Looks Bayverse with the busyness.
Custom Bayverse figure. It could have been.
I'm not hating.
Logan's in the chat. He said, quality isn't bad on them. I had the first one they did. It's a cool concept. Which means it's shit. it's okay, but it's fine for what it is.
It was a really nice design, but I got it a little
wet. We should do a top 10 masterpiece collector, Transformer collectors fucking excuses.
Sometimes you don't know how to feel about something because it's original IP.
It looks good, and sometimes the arm falls off.
TransArt Toys, we looked at this a couple weeks ago. Up for pre-order.
Nobody steal that fucking topic. That's mine.
Great. Quick Strike.
And the Metagate from the Bumblebee movie. That triple changer Decepticon. One of the two or three Decepticons on
Dropkick and Shatter. This is Shatter.
Homage to Shatter. Up for pre-order. This actually looks pretty cool. Too bad the bot mode doesn't look all that great.
Yeah, that bot mode looks like a Gungan.
And then we got some Doctor Wu pre-orders. We got the
Gundam style.
I have this figure right here. It's pretty fun. If you don't have this yet, but he's cool. Little tiny Ultra Magnus.
Wow, that's small.
Oh,
man.
Cool. And it has the whole gimmick with the white prime. That's cool. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
We got the beginning of the Kang Toys Dino Combiner?
People are giving Logan these guys are giving Logan in the chat some shit about buying that. And he says, listen, it's a good figure. It's got diecast and shit. I buy Power Rangers. What does anybody expect?
Buy what you want, man. Who cares? He gets around, man. He likes to dabble in a little bit of everything.
He is a realm of collectors.
That's what the realm's about. It's not just about Transformers, people. The realm encompasses every
realm.
Round of the Iron Factory.
I collect toilet paper.
The drill of pre-order.
And socks.
And come on down to the stage. It's Bingo Toy Spider Girl.
B-I-N-G-O. And Bingo is a toy show.
And don't forget to pre-order, you legends guys, your mini fuzz. Don't forget to get your mini fuzz from X-Transbots. Make your mini defense
for. Hey, Keith.
Mini.
Hey, Keith, maybe we should finish something before you do that. I don't know.
And then we got the pre-order for the big Devastator. That's right. The Scrapper from X-Transbots. For their masterpiece.
What's the name of this shovel?
Ground Bite.
Oh, Fuckface. All right, that's great. Sounds good, Keith. That's perfect. What do you think about Fuckface? Sounds good. Let's go.
And after you're done selling off your X-Transbot Scorch, go over to Agabus. It's in stock. The Fans Toys Inquisitor.
$220.
There you go.
It's a good price.
I'm out. I'm out.
It's way overpriced, man. That figure's $150, $170. Oh,
and this is the one you got, bro. Look at that.
You heard me gush over this earlier.
I think
tonight.
He's gussing. I'm going to have to get it. I'm going to have
Ladies and gentlemen, is Brian gussing? I think he's gussing on us.
Is he that's a new segment. Is Brian gussing? As opposed to the white. Like, I could do without the tampons on the legs, but everything else looks fucking great.
He's gussing on us, bro.
Seeing yours looks much better than these pictures do.
These pictures,
yeah. I mean, I'm an experienced poser, so that's fine.
Yeah. I love the posability of this figure. Like, you can Duché. Put it in any pose fucking imaginable. Like, it's that's how great it is.
And that is it.
Wow, nice. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that.
As Thanks, always, Brian.
All right. Well, as always, around this time of the evening, I normally ask Chan, but I'm going to ask our boy JD.
Right there. Says the clipboard.
Let him know. The
it
people
says,
out there watching, listening, who's hanging
It says
out.
Clipboard.
Nice. It's, that was the stage list that he.
But you know what? You told us Chan was going to be here. You lied.
Hey.
You lied.
She's
all right,
still,
you're out.
She's still coming. She's just late, bro. She's
all right. We're, going, sure we're not turning this live stream off until she gets here.
Okay.
All right.
The slide stream.
You guys,
I mean, you guys can
week.
Leave. I don't give a fuck. I got a lot of beers. I'm here all night. I'll just be here.
Always missing Chan. Always missing Chan.
Yeah,
she's on her way, people. She's on her way. She might make
she's
it.
She's on her way. She's going to be here.
Let's see. We got a couple of minutes
She'll be
left.
Here.
Let's
Any
see.
Minute.
Let's see.
I heard him.
All right. Meantime, chat squad, let's hear what's up.
In the meantime, let him know, JD. Who was hanging out with us tonight?
Tonight.
We had a peeps in the house.
They were killing it.
Kenneth, hey,
in the house.
Mafia. Eric Von Wolfenstein.
EPW.
Vinny was in here. Logan, of course. Vinny. Rudy H. Ash B. Ricky. Jerry R. Morgan with an M. Lou was here. Derek B. JG was in here. The Frost Queen.
Yeah, who's that?
Scott Marble. Jedi Mindset. Ishak was in here.
Oh, Ish. Dude, Ish is the only guy that we stream with him. He's overseas. He's living in his little apartment with his little Dinobots. 2 years later, he's got a full family and doing his thing, man.
Doing
Married
the family
and,
life. Still
dude,
keep
man,
up
shout,
with him on social
man,
media.
Yeah,
man.
Me like, too, man. Shout out to him, man.
Great to see him doing
yeah,
well.
Yeah, man. That's why I saw him today. I'm like, man. That's I know great. How he's grown as a person, and I'm so happy for him, man. That was
doing well, man. And he's out in other part of the planet, man. Love to see it. Dude.
Yeah,
stay safe.
It's awesome.
He used to stay up, sleep during the day just to hang out with
just
us,
just to watch it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get our shit, man. Stuff.
It's great, man.
The Rock Jesus was in here.
Us.
Dormammu,
Mr. Jonathan Walker.
What up, Jay?
Morgan says,
Eric B was
does.
In here. Eddie R. Ryan. I'm just going to say Ryan V was in here. Paul R was in here. Daltinians. Art Dalton. H.
He's going to argue with you about that Tigerhawk. That's all
I know.
He came in for.
Looking for it.
Lau. What's in here?
Hello, Wolf. Lau. Wolf. No, Mr. Merton.
And that's it. That's who was with us.
Oh, nice,
dude.
Right.
Did we do the clipboard, Jeff?
Yes.
Yes,
you did it.
All right. You did.
All right.
You did.
Wow.
JD, thank you, dude. Thanks for hanging out.
I was
with
good.
Us tonight,
I just pounded.
Yeah.
Thank
Thanks.
You for filling in for the
Absolutely.
Fairy Chan Mother. You know, did a great job with that clipboard, bro. I'm proud
Anytime.
Of you.
The man can work a piece of wood.
And it's good to see you, dude. Man, it's been a minute. You know, my Tuesday night brethren. You know that I miss so much. All right, guys. With that said, we're going to take one more spin around this jackal enclosure. Get somewhere you got some cold tonight. All right? We're on
wrapping it up. We're on overtime, people. We're on overtime.
Brian Brink.
Oh!
Brian Brink. Let him
know. Hey.
He did it. Whoa. No way.
I told you. I promised you that she would be here before the night was over. And there she goes.
I made it.
She made it.
Did you have a nice day?
I had a great day. I had a good time.
Wonderful. All right, Brian's news. Like, all right, we're getting out of here, right?
Yeah. I love you guys.
Love you. Good to see you, Chan.
Right on time.
That's right. Right on time.
Perfect. That's perfect. All right, Brian, sorry to steal your thunder. Let the people know.
It's the way it is.
It offends him very much.
Thunder must be
apologize.
In the top left stone. Square. That's what you get.
It's the way it is. It's a burden.
But I'm at Brinklizer on Instagram, hanging out in the Realm Facebook groups. And tune in this Wednesday. It's a figure banging week.
The figure we'll banging,
if,
huh?
We'll see if Ace has anything. But Optimus waves bye.
I'm glad something. You enjoyed maybe that. You man. Might have to host the show and then.
Yeah, maybe you should do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not happening.
Never.
Why
happened.
Does it have to be Ace? It could be you.
Because Ace is a piece of shit.
If you're going to promote me, that's fine. But we got to see that paperwork first.
I'm glad you enjoyed that's it. Right.
Thanks, sign man. That contract. Well, thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Thank you. Dust.
Dust Mites. Instagram, Eddie Dust Mites. In the Facebook groups. Dust Mites on YouTube. I've been pumping out some videos there. I am deading the new channel because it's not working. But, hey, Spotify, Amazon Music, and all your music streaming. Would they say streaming platforms? Is that it? Yeah.
Every
Bandcamp, if you want to download the MP3s. But I got another project I'm thinking about. You know what? The funny thing is, like, when you say you're not doing any new projects, all of a sudden you find new projects. But something may pop up soon.
Inspiration comes in all.
The new Coast of the Ra album is coming out in 2024 this year. Soon. Yes. Shout to Nate. Well, you know, it's one of those things. Rapper, producer, love affairs. It's just things don't work out. It's what you. Soon. All I'm going to say.
Coming soon.
Yeah. Had a great night tonight. Thank you guys.
Like the kids say.
It's so much fun with you guys. A lot of fucking fun. A lot of laughs. Chat Squad, you were fucking incredible tonight. Thank you guys for bringing the Zuckus. And, yeah, man, that's it, man. All I can say is don't forget we have Figure Banging on Wednesday, the Rum Hatton Project on Friday. So tune in.
Thanks, Dust.
I'm done. Thank you, trying to spread the love a little bit.
Spread that love.
10-12.
Like butter.
We're at it.
All right, JD, thank you for hanging, bro. Let them know.
Thanks for having me, kind of gentleman. Friends, JD Brocious on the Facebook groups, Pigment Surgery on Instagram and Xbox Live, and at Shelf Gravy on Facebook and Instagram and on here.
Every other
Finger
Wednesday.
Banging. Yeah, every other Wednesday.
Yes. Fuck Finger Banging.
Yeah.
I just said
tell him to do that.
Sorry, Ace. I don't want Ace to come at me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, I just had to find some way to bring the beat back. That's all.
Kia.
JD, dude, good to see you. Thanks for hanging out.
I got two
bro.
Conference calls.
Thank you. Thank
fine.
You.
Appreciate you.
You're all crazy. Right. You're crazy, man.
Crazy. I like
crazy.
You, but you're crazy.
You're
crazy. Old school, man. You're if you have crazy. Never seen old school... If you've never seen the movie Old School, don't talk to me. Brian's like, I'm not going to talk to you.
All right. I'm trying to wrap up, people.
You ever see Old School? You're my boy, Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
Azu. You're my boy. Azu.
Dude. That movie's so fucking dope. I'm sorry. Keep going.
All right. Jeremy B.
I am Jeremy. Near me. Here every Monday night, ETR, wrapping up.
There we go. Keep going.
I am Jeremy. Go home and get your fucking shine box.
I'm about to have a seizure. I didn't mean to hit that one. That just happened. It was a fat finger.
Seizure-inducing ETR every Monday night. I am Jeremy. Hit me up. Nice. Dust, where's you at?
I already did that.
He did that.
Yeah.
I think it's my turn. Yeah. It's all right, Jeremy.
I did that.
All right. Okay, where are you at?
Keep knocking those drinks back.
One, two, three, four, five, seven, eight. Not the only one that's been drinking a little too much of that.
I apologize, Jose. I am off my game tonight, sir. Jose, where are you at?
I'm right here.
All
right. On the best part of my Monday, ETR, every single Monday night. You can find me right here. You could also find me all over social media, Facebook, X, and Instagram at HarryKBX. Also on Instagram at DS4Fitness. And that's it for me on social media. But guys, don't remember, Realm of Collectors on social media. We have a website, RealmofCollectors.com. You can get some merchandise over there.
Merch.
See what the Realm is all about over there.
Click the link in the description.
Buy that merch, please. Buy that merch.
There's no link in the description.
Yes, there is.
We are also
on Instagram.
Last
time you checked the description, bro.
There's always links.
Always
never link in the description. Check the description on this show. There's nothing in it.
Yeah,
it's after. It's after. Dustin makes the edit.
It's in there. I bet you it's in there. $5.
We are on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. Antoine, steady putting in work over there. Don't forget to use that Realm of Collectors hashtag. We're about at 1.3 trillion hashtag uses. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Billions
daily.
The fucking description. Bro, I know there is. No, there isn't. I'm sorry.
And
this is what makes it so much fun, man.
The Facebook group, RealmOfCollectors.com. Answer those three very simple questions.
We need to change the questions.
Change the questions.
Yeah.
Switch them up.
Basically, I joined a group recently, and basically, it's hard to know that there's questions. You got to scroll down. So we need to make the first one scroll down and answer the questions.
Yes.
All right, we'll do that.
So
if
we didn't
questions.
Let you win, it might be
our
fault.
Right.
No, you know what? When that shit sits there for like 16 hours and you didn't even answer one of them, I'm like, yeah, man, you don't give a fuck. You out.
I don't know. I've seen requests canceled after one hour.
I can't say
you do 1 hour?
I've seen people cancel them.
Oh yeah, yeah, me too. Fuck them.
Yeah,
quick.
Well, you got to check. Well, when you check their profile, and they made it 3 days ago, you're not putting. They're
out of here.
Or it's all Russian or text. No, you're out. You're out. No way. But go on, mi gato, Mr. Dos Bato.
Once again, Realm of Collectors on the Facebook. Check us out there. And with that group access, you also get access to Realm of Cooks, the Rock and Wrestling group, Rock Health and Fitness, and about 36 other subgroups that are part of the Realm of Collectors. Check them out. There's some secret ones, too.
But we got subgroups.
Subgroups.
We got shit for everyone.
And, guys, with that, we love and appreciate you guys. Thank you for watching and listening tonight. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Until then, take care, stay safe, and peace out. We're signing off.
We're punching
out.
Later.
But this weekend.
He's done talking.
He's done.
He's done talking.
Done talking.
Love you guys. Wizard. He's a wizard? Shoot some lasers at us. Some wizard laser things at us.
Lasers of love.
Yay. Come on, throw it at us. Throw it.
Lightning bolt.
Oh.
Say it with me now.
Real.